All right, so we're recording.
Yay!
What are you going to do the first time you say that and no one says yay?
Shut the recording off.
Restart.
And we're done.
Yeah. All right, the Four Seasons of Mad Science, Episode 1, Summer Break. The year is 1987. Boulder City, Nevada. Just outside the Hoover Dam. Imagine, if you will, people coming and going from a small, bustling town in the 1980s, but not the 1980s that we know. As people are walking along, high above in the sky floats a giant metal train. A magnetron freighter, as they call them. Nobody reacts to it. It's just as common as you would see a train in the current life. As we go through this town, we see people walking to and fro. We see people tending gardens, but when you look closer, under their floppy straw hats are metal bodies, as these robotic butlers tend to the yard. Rust encroaching on their systems as they've gotten to be several dozen years old at this point. Meanwhile, deep underground in the DARPA particle accelerator, scientists conduct experiments using technologies they barely understand to get results that are beyond human comprehension. And it's here in the city that we set our tail. It's July 3rd, 1987. It is an excruciatingly hot day in Boulder City. Most houses don't have air conditioning, so most people take to the streets during the day or catch a film at the Boulder City Theater. They only have one film playing at a time, so the selection there is pretty limited. Let's actually see what they have playing. I should have looked this up ahead of time.
Are we residents of Culver?
No, you're in Boulder City, Nevada.
What's our school mascot?
Do we have a swimming pool? Let's have a swimming pool. I want to be at the swimming pool.
Boulder City Boulders?
Probably like the Miners or something like that. I feel like Boulder City probably.
There isn't a swimming pool, but a lot of people do go down to Lake Mead to swim. There's Boulder Beach, which is where most people go swimming at. The film that is currently at the theater is Spaceballs.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. All right. And let's start the first scene with Ben. Ben, you are home alone. The sun has just gone down. And you're in the process of making yourself dinner. When your folks get home. When your dad and your brother. As you're... What are you cooking?
I was making sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. So as you spread your sandwich material out, you hear the familiar sound of gravel crunching under tires. And a ratty engine stopping.
All right, I try to make the sandwiches fast, so I can go to my room.
Mm-hmm. As you're making your sandwiches, you kind of slip and drop the knife, pick it back up. The door slams open. In comes and comes Big Jim Hendrickson.
Big Joe.
Or Big Joe, sorry. Big Jim. Big Jim Slade.
Hey, Dad.
So is that a sandwich?
Yep.
Good, I'm starving. He grabs your sandwich, heads off, like, clumps his boots through the house, tracking dirt and gravel.
Alright, I start making another sandwich.
As you're making your sandwich, you feel a big fist connect to your arm as your brother, Brian, is standing there. He says, what you making me?
I'm making you shit.
Ooh. He is going to try to
put you in a headlock.
He's going to try to intimidate you down. Why don't you roll me? You're wanting to stare him down, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you roll me a? How do you want to handle this? Do you want to try to do it physically what exactly you're going
to
do to
that? My plan is to just sort of kind of ignore, like, I'm making you shit, and then just go back to making my sandwich and sort of...
All right, roll me
hoping he gets the message.
Roll me a charm skill.
Ooh, I'm not good at that. All right. Wait, how does this work?
Alright, so you add your heart plus your charm skill.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
And you roll that many dice.
Yeah.
Alright, so
No sixes.
No successes. So that means you don't succeed. Now you have a couple options. You can push, which is take a condition in order to re-roll. Mm-hmm. You can use a luck point to re-roll the dice. You can use your pride to automatically succeed, or you can just accept this.
I'll just accept this.
All right.
Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Yeah. So he actually pins you against the counter. And he actually grabs the knife that you're using to make the sandwich with. He says, "You think you're tough shit now?"
Yes.
Yes, I do. How matter of fact you are. With Yelp.
He says, "We're not. It's only because you're Hendrickson that I'm not going to cut you right now."
Wouldn't cut anybody anyway. Mm-hmm. I have this doll. Try to grab the knife off of him. just a butter knife.
Try as you might, you're unable to.
Yeah.
And he just... when he leaves... so you're actually going to be upset.
Okay.
So mark that off. As he just kind of slams you against the counter.
Does he take the sandwich?
He takes the half-finished sandwich. Just slaps a piece of bread on him and leaves.
I spit in that.
Nice.
Maybe not quite loud enough for him to hear.
All right. So, who else has a scene that they would like for their kid?
Ooh. Things are great at the Hendrickson house, I tell you what.
So you said it's getting dusk, sun is going down, mm-hmm. like 9-ish yeah. p.m. Mm-hmm. I think that Lydia is probably in her room with lit candles and a, like, chalk pentagram scrawl on the floor with some random books that she got from the library and is somehow, making herself believe that with this pink candle and a hair that she removed from Mikey's jacket, she is going to cast a spell that will cause him to notice her finally.
All right.
This is going to work.
All right. You cast your spell. And right as you finish casting, you hear the sound of a motorcycle revving up next door.
I'm going to rush to the window.
Oh, your scene is much better than mine.
As you rush to the window, Mikey is down there doing some tune-up work on his motorcycle, and he kind of looks up at the motion. What do you do?
Pretty sure that I'm not actually able to handle the idea of him seeing me, so I duck back behind the curtain really fast and just stare at the crack.
Super cool.
Roll sneak check.
I actually have a relatively good sneak, so let's see if this works. So it's body plus sneak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 7 dice.
Wow.
There's a 6 in there.
Right, you succeed. You're able to sneak back in. Did you roll more than 1 6?
I don't know, because I don't know what that one on the floor was. Yes, the one on the floor is a 6. Oh, wait,
so,
no, it's a 5. Sorry.
So if it fell off the table, re-roll it.
Fine.
Okay. So you're able to duck back in and kind of still peek out at him. As he stands there, he's got his shirt off because of the hot weather. And he's got, like, just kind of like a... Well, looks probably like a ripped up, like, undershirt, like, kind of tied around, like, his head, like, in a...
Like you do.
Like, you know.
How old is he?
He's so dreamy.
He's 16 or 17, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, he's, like, 17.
Yeah, the sweat's pouring down. He's tuning it up. And he doesn't look back up again. And you're able to watch him for a little while before he... Before he finally hops on it and just speeds off down the street, and you realize that your magic does work.
I can't wait to tell more about this.
Mortimer. It's evening. You are hanging out in the living room with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that she has, like, cystic fibrosis. And so, like...
Yeah.
And so she's got, like, her lung machine on. It's
yeah.
vibrating. And you guys are watching, Jeopardy, I'm guessing?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so you're watching Jeopardy. When the, lights... kind of cross the front windows, and you know that your father's just arrived home from work.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in, along with, along with Larry Cassidy.
Okay.
They're buddies at work. So Ted's like, "Well, Larry, thanks for the lift home. Appreciate it." And Larry's like, "Oh, I don't think anything of it." He says, "We're still on for our fishing trip this weekend, right?" "Oh, yeah, fishing trip." Ted looks and says, "Oh, hello there, Mortimer, Sarah. You've met Mr. Cassidy, yeah? You hang around with, is Travis, right? Your son?
Yeah, you're Travis' dad. Hi.
Hello there. A bit late for you kids to be watching TV, isn't it?" This is Travis's day.
Yeah. "It's only 7:30. Approximately 8:30 is our bedtime. That's when Sarah goes to bed, and I get to stay up till 9. I'm a little bit older."
"That's great, kid. Quite the motor mouth you got there, Ted." Ted's like, "Mortimer's the smartest kid in his class, I'll have you know." He says, "Yeah, well, intelligence doesn't mean a lot if you don't get the social skills to back it up." Just like, "Hey, pal." Larry's like, "Well, no, it's true. Just had a couple of socially inept scientists run off together." He's like, "Are you talking about Lena and Gunner?" "Yeah." He says, "They left and haven't checked back in to work for a while. So many things, talk around the station is that they finally consummated whatever weird thing they had going on." And Ted looks at Larry and says, "Maybe we shouldn't have this conversation in front of, you know, the kids." "Yeah, yeah, well, I'll see you at the boat. 6 a.m. Saturday, sure." So,
is he gone?
So Larry just says, "Kids?"
"Mr. Cassidy?"
So, Ted swoops down, gives Sarah a big hug. Says, "How are you feeling today, honey?" She's like, "How many lungs hurt?" "Yeah, well, the machine helps, right?" She's like, "Not really." And you're completely ignored.
Yeah.
How long do you let this go on?
Oh, I get right in there. I don't even register that I'm being ignored. And I'm just like, "Yeah, actually, Sarah had this really great breakthrough. And I tried a couple drops of eucalyptus oil in her breathing treatment. And it did wonders, didn't it, Sarah? It did wonders."
Yeah, it helped a lot. Well, that's great, Mortimer. Good job. He kind of pats you on the head.
I've been doing a lot of research about Sarah's condition, and I think I might have it solved by the time I'm 15. And so Sarah would not die at all.
Your dad still has his hand on your head, and he kind of stops rubbing it for a second, and he kind of looks distant for a second. He's like, that's great, Mortimer. I'm going to keep up the work. I'm going to go find your mom.
But wait, Dad, I was out in the woods today, and I found this really rare species.
All right. Travis.
I am in my room playing Castlevania on my Nintendo Entertainment System. And I've also got big can headphones on, and I'm listening to my music. My door is closed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your window's open, of course, because it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And over in between the gaps of one of your songs... So, in between whatever song you're listening to and whatever song you're listening to, you hear a sound.
Meow!
That's weird. I gotta find out what that is.
Right, pause your cassette tape.
Yep.
Ka-chunk.
I'm assuming it was a mixtape from my cool neighbor.
Yeah. You hear it again?
Meow!
I'm definitely gonna look out the window.
It's that motorcycle guy again.
What the fuck? Outside your window kind of faces an alleyway. And outside your window, you see a stray kitten.
What color?
It's like a tortie.
Yeah, okay. Does my window open?
Yeah.
Or is it screened off?
Not a lot of screens here in the Southwest. So
okay, yeah. And I'll kind of lean out and be like, "Hey, cat. Come here. Come here. See what it does."
Mm-hmm. It's kind of looks at you and kind of skittishly takes a step forward.
Do I have any... I probably wouldn't have food in my room. That's against the rules. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But all the more reason for you to break the rules. That's how you rebel. You eat food in your room.
If it gets close enough, I'm going to reach down and try to pick it up and pet it. But, yeah, that's probably about as far. I won't go outside.
You extend your hand down. Roll me a charm.
That's heart.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4. One six.
Yeah, it's a success. So the cat kind of slowly makes its way over and sniffs you and starts licking the Cheeto dust off of your fingertips.
Rock on. I'm just going to continue petting it, but I'm not going to bring it in because I'd get in trouble.
You should start singing Eye of the Tiger.
That's not heavy metal.
All right. Alright, it's the 4th of July, and the four of you are hanging out at your hideout. What are you doing there?
I'm going to tell them about the alley cat that I found that I've been throwing food out there for.
Is it a black cat?
No.
I really need a familiar. I really feel like a familiar is going to help my occult sensitivities develop.
Would you be allowed to have a cat at home?
My mom's never there. How's she gonna tell?
Then you should totally take that cat.
They're good.
Is it a black cat?
You could make it black.
I want it painted black.
Could be like our mascot.
I read a journal in the veterinary sciences journal at the library, and they said that stray cats are the most parasite-ridden animals of the entire animal kingdom, so you should make sure you wash your hands thoroughly.
No, I think that journal was wrong. You're the most parasite-ridden animal.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I do shower
regularly. Was it dispute? Scrub your butt.
It's unlikely Mortimer was surveyed for that journal.
Well, then how would they know? They haven't even checked his butt for worms.
So what day of the week is
but
this?
But you should.
July 4th, 1987.
They're also good at catching mice. Or other rodents you might have around your house.
That's a great question. It's a Saturday, actually.
All right, so... Dadless.
Yeah. Well, I assume most of our parents are at cookouts or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd we get away?
Ours are fishing.
Yours are on a boat. Yeah.
Maybe it'll sink.
Maybe we should go to your house and see if we can go catch the kitten.
Holiday on a weekend? So much OT is available.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, yeah.
My mom doesn't give a shit. We can do whatever we want.
Let's go see if we can catch a kitten.
As you guys say that, you hear a voice that says, "Oh, that's a shiny kernel."
The fuck is that, man?
Over there, that's not good. Go get it. Bruno, go get it.
Okay, where...
Do I recognize?
Yeah.
Do any of us recognize
you it? You don't recognize these voices.
We're going to probably run over to whatever bits of open
slats
that we can see through to see where this voice is coming from and who is sneaking up on our hideout.
Seriously.
All right. You guys run over, look through the slats. You just see a couple birds.
Talking?
The sound appear to be coming from the bird.
Maybe this is my familiar. Maybe I don't even need a cat. Maybe it's maybe a talking raven.
This seems highly unlikely. I think that there must be some sort of a voice box on the bird that's being transmitted via radio.
I'm gonna attempt to look.
What the fuck would be the point of that?
So you guys,
I'm going to look in like a bin or trough and try to find some grain and like open the door and try to like throw the grain out to try and tempt the bird.
Alright, so you throw the grain out. Birds fly down to the corn, start eating it. One of them looks up at you and says, "Thanks, this is good corn."
Does it actually move its.
Yeah.
You're like, y'all heard that, right?
Shit, a talking bird! You're welcome, oh beautiful soul of the underworld.
I mean.
I don't know what any of that means. You got more corn? Bruno, what's with that corn?
Go find some more corn, Travis. Ben, where's all your corn?
I think
it's
I'm
in
too
the,
freaked out.
It's in the main barn.
Just like staring.
Mm-hmm. I've got some breadcrumbs from the sandwich I finally got to eat.
Explain that.
I mean, Ben was talking about how some birds can talk. I suppose it could be a hybrid. Maybe someone's pet parrot got out.
Parrots only imitate games. They can't actually talk in new sentences.
Exactly. So
yes, we all agree.
Something is
so something amazing and magical is happening.
And as you look around, you guys see there's a couple more. These are pigeons, by the way, not even crows.
even better.
And as you look around, you see a couple more pigeons, and you can faintly hear them be like, "Yeah, help me with this branch." They swoop down, like pick up a big branch to a tree.
Hey, have you guys been able to talk for long?
You got corn? I like corn.
You ever poop on somebody?
Oh, man, all the time.
I like these birds.
It's the best part of being a bird. Especially a baldy. You find a baldy flying over them, splat.
What are you going to do with that branch? Are you building a magical fortress?
Building a fucking mess. I'm a pigeon.
These birds are rude.
I have some more corn. Would you be interested in answering some questions if I promise to give you more corn?
He hops over to you.
Have you always been able to talk?
To people?
Have you?
I mean, there was a brief period when I was a baby. But, yeah, I mean, for our purposes, yes.
This is fucking weird.
I'm looking for a good mate.
I can't help you with that.
She's horny. She's always horny. Got a motorcycle?
Excuse me?
You got corn?
Yeah, hold on. I'll go right. Get some more corn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go with them.
You get some corn.
Bring it back.
Where do you come from, oh magical creatures?
Come from the sky. Give me some corn.
Do you grant wishes?
What's a wish?
Shit.
Alright, you can back with the corn.
It's a dream your heart makes.
So see all this corn I have here?
Yeah.
We need to know where you came from.
Give me the corn, I'll tell you.
How about I give you half now, and then I'll give you the other half after you tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
Morton, is it a robot?
You put the fourth corn down, starts gobbling it up. Looks up at you. So you got corn?
Can you tell me?
Tell you what?
Oh, no. No?
You gotta talk, Mortimer.
Fuck off. We'll figure this out on our own.
I'll take some of the corn and put it in my hand and try to get it close.
Yeah, it comes right up.
Do you know where your parents are?
Poke it, just to see if it's an animal or if it's got metal or what the deal is.
Okay, so you grab them.
Like just kind of as if I'm petting it, but I kind of want to get between the feathers a little.
It's definitely real feathers, but you feel like some bumps on the head.
Mm.
You want to look at it, you can roll calculate. Roll.
I'm not that smart. I'm just going to be like, it's a robot.
I'm pretty smart. Can I do it?
You hand her the bird. Yeah. The bird.
So it's... Is it mind plus calculate?
Mm-hmm.
So, 7.
All right, so you're going to hand her the dice.
7? Damn. That's pretty low yards.
So, 10...
Just so you said, how many sixes did you get?
1, 2... 3 6s.
So you got 3 6s. So, so calculate lets you do is, and how many sixes did you roll?
3. 3.
Alright. So whenever you roll more successes than you need, you can actually use it to buy extra effects.
Okay.
So because of that, you get 2 extra successes, you can ask 4 questions about this bird.
Okay.
So questions could be things like, what's its purpose? How does it work? Who built it? What problems could it cause?
Okay.
So what 4 questions would you like to ask about this bird?
Let's see. I think the first question is,
what are these goddamn bumps?
No, why can this bird talk?
Okay, so you quickly realize that this bird, that an incision has been made in this bird's head. When you kind of poke around that, you actually see that, like, what looks to be like a wire sticking out, you get the idea that there's some sort of microchip inside this bird's head.
Why is there this... I guess, no. The next question is, who did that?
You're not sure, but you do know somebody that might know. There's a formerly famous ornithologist named Matt Boyd, who lives in town. He knows more about birds than anybody else you know.
Does this microchip give them any other abilities?
You get the idea that it lets them talk, It improves their intelligence a little bit, but obviously they still have a lot of shitty bird problems, like memory problems and abstract concepts are a bit beyond them.
Does it give them the power to fly?
Maybe if we feed it to your cat, the cat will get smart.
Guys, what should our last question be?
Is there maybe some sort of way to trace a signal back to where it came from somehow?
Yeah, can we trace the signal? Like, I guess the question is, it's kind of two questions, but I'm hoping we can make it into one. Is there a signal that's kind of tracking them, and can we trace it back?
It's okay. Eating will break.
You get the idea that they're autonomous at this point.
Okay.
So how do you share that with the group?
How do I share that
with the group? How do you...
Oh, because I've investigated, I found this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, so I did some research on the birds, and I figured out that the birds have had some surgical augmentation. They have microchips in their brain. That's the bump that you felt. And we can't really figure out much more about them, about where they came from or why. But I do know this guy who was a famous ornithologist, Matt Boyd, so I think we can go visit him.
Famous what?
He's a bird scientist.
That's stupid.
Do you want to find this out or not?
Yeah, I just think it's stupid to be a bird scientist.
You're stupid.
He's a bird brain.
No one else is laughing. Travis is laughing. It's okay. You guys
and
might get
no
your own
laugh.
I'm sitting there with my arms crossed, like, this whole thing's weird. I don't know about this. Like, birds that talk, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. Isn't it amazing, though? It's so, like, what else could be possible if birds can talk?
Birds have a god. Wouldn't we be like gods to birds, though?
Let's go see this man boy.
I don't want to listen to a bunch of birds talk all day.
Seriously.
All right, let's find this dude.
Oh, I was going to say, when she mentions Matt Boyd, some of the others have also heard about this guy. He used to be on TV. But he also...
How did he fall from grace?
There's some rumors that he tried to kill himself when he tried to jump off a cliff wearing a bird costume.
He thought he could fly. Oh yeah, that's the crazy guy who wanted to fly like he was a bird, and he thought that just strapping feathers to him would keep him alive.
You know, he did a lot of research, and it really should have worked. It must have just been a miscalculation somewhere.
That doesn't sound like the type of thing that should have worked.
If you love this bird man so much, why don't you marry him?
Alright, so he lives off of 93, right about here.
Or touches Packer.
Just kind of northeast of town.
How do we get around? We have
spikes.
Spikes, yeah.
I bet it's a little Packer.
Alright, so. As you guys are biking back through town, you all notice what appears to be, like, you know, you get, with the lake there, you get, a fair amount of gulls. But there appears to be more gulls than normal in town.
Do any of them have wires appearing out of their
head? But you also notice as you're riding through town, there's a lot of dead birds on the sidewalk.
After the third one. What is up with all these dead birds?
We'll stop and look at one of them in big detail. Like, does they also appear to have the...
No, they don't have the modification.
Maybe it was Travis's cat.
Do you think birds also poop themselves when they die?
Do they look?
Did you know that humans poop themselves when they die?
Well,
like,
did
they look ripped apart?
They look
like
attacked. Right there.
Got to them. Okay. So they're gross and bloody. Okay.
And as you guys are riding your bike through town, as you ride by Travis's house, Travis, you see there's actually a goal attacking your cat.
Fuck that.
Basically, oh, hell no.
Look at it. Yelling.
Get the fuck away from my cat.
I'm following Travis, because that, in my mind, that's my cat.
Alright, so roll, are you physically attacking the bird, or just trying to scare it off?
Well, I'm going to run at it. If it doesn't fly away, I'm gonna drop kick it.
All right, roll me.
Did you abuse animals?
I don't like birds.
Roll me a force check.
Force. That's body.
Mm-hmm.
So I need six. Give me a six die. One six.
All right, you're able to chase the bird off. However, it looks at you as it's flying away, not like a bird might, and it's flying. It's just kind of hovering just outside your reach, and then as if receiving some hidden idea, it just flies up into the air and away.
I'm still going to try to, like, pick up something off the ground, throw it. Just not really expecting to hit it. Just, you know, a little extra attitude.
Yeah. How's the cat?
Yeah, then I'll think about the cat.
I'm going to just be rushing over to the cat and trying to pick it up.
Don't touch it, the parasites! You're a parasite! This poor little kitten's hurt!
All right, now you have six goddamn parasites. So you're able to take it.
Did you see the way that bird looked at me? What the fuck?
That was highly unusual.
Did it say anything to you?
No, it just gave me the evil eye.
Is the kitten actually, like, how badly is the kitten hurt?
It's more shaken up than anything, but it's
okay.
You guys got here serendipitously in time.
Like, that's the cat. That's the one.
So I don't need to take it to my mom since I fixed it. Okay.
Should we take the cat with us?
Yeah,
you want. You think that bird will come back?
I named it Dio.
It's a great name.
Dio is a stupid name. It obviously means a magical name.
Dio is magical. He's an elf warlock. I mean, come on.
Our characters start a D&D group.
Yes. Start rolling for your characters
in game.
There's actually a lot in here about, like, playing tabletop games is one of the things a lot of people do. There's like a list of 10 tabletop games your characters can play in the book. Alright, so.
I think I'm gonna name him Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
Merlin's a good name.
Merlin's a bird's name.
How's Merlin a bird's
name? Merlin is a type of bird.
Like, tortoise.
You mean a Merlin? That's a fish.
But no.
I don't think I would know that, so I'm just assuming.
Well, Merlin
it's a dude.
Mm hmm.
I know a little bit about animals.
Who has a scene while we're waiting for Mortimer to get back? Who has a scene they'd like to do before you get to that?
We're at my house, basically.
Yeah.
Where your dad?
I'm going to look to make sure the old man hasn't gotten back. I'll, like, check the garage or whatever.
You poke around the garage.
He's not there
He's
yet.
He's not there.
Then I'm going to go into the house to try to find some food to get to the cab. And I invite the others in.
I'm going to be, like, holding the cat and petting it and, like, talking to it obnoxiously, but I also really want to peek into Travis's room.
Don't let
see
my mom
this
see the cat.
Room is like.
Don't let her see it.
Is your mom even here?
Probably not, but if she is, don't let her see the fucking cat.
No, she's not there. The house is, you guys are by yourself in Travis's house.
All right,
so you kind of poke through the house. It's very, like, your house is pretty, like, this cluttered, I guess would be the word. Like, you know, you got a lot of stuff everywhere. This place is, like, it doesn't even look like people live here. It looks like a model home.
Until we get to Travis's room?
There's it's got a closed door.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something on
so
it.
So signs that are like, keep out!
Yeah.
This means you!
Actually, the only thing that's allowed in the door is his name.
So, inside the door are the signs that say, keep out, this means you.
You see a bunch of metal posters, that sort of teenage voicemail that rooms have at that age.
Yes, at that age. Travis, do you guys have a maid?
That's what I have to do every Sunday.
So you're explaining his bedroom. What do you want to do in Travis's house while Travis is getting stuff for the kitten?
I'm like poking around, like surreptitiously checking out all the other rooms.
If you move anything, you have to put it back exactly where it was.
What kind of TV do they have? What kind of TV do you have?
Big.
Are you looking for that?
I'm assuming it's like a big console television.
Yeah, I mean it's 87, so it's obviously a CRT.
Right.
But probably a decent size. Mm. But I have a small black and white in my room with my Nintendo.
You have a Nintendo?
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to go immediately underneath the kitchen sink and see if there's any rubber gloves.
There's actually a plethora of rubber gloves in all sizes.
Okay, I'm going to grab the smallest ones, which happen to have pink flowers on them, but I don't care because they fit me the best.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
And put them on and then come over to the cat, starting examining it.
Yeah, does the cat, while I'm petting it, appear to have any weird bumps or wires coming out of it in any way?
No. But I like your instincts. That's good. That's a good instinct. Alright. So, you guys...
I'm looking at whatever games Travis has for Nintendo.
Got like a bunch. I got like 25 games.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers, Zelda, RC Pro-Am.
I'll mostly talk about like Ghosts and Goblins and Castlevania... And the ones that are a little more creepy.
Guys, we're supposed to be doing something, remember?
You guys have that gun? The gun game?
Oh, yeah. It comes with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the only games are Duck Hunt and Hogan's Alley, and those suck.
Duck Hunt sounds fun.
Whatever.
Mortimer, do you want to go to Matt Boyd's house without them?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
We're coming.
We're leaving.
Fine, let's go.
But what are we going to do with the cat?
I'm going to take him. I've got a basket.
Is it a him cat or a her cat?
Well, if it's a Torty, statistically speaking, Torty cats...
He's a girl.
I know. Mostly girls.
His name's Dia.
It's a girl?
Her name's Dia.
Her name's gonna be Guinevere.
That's stupid.
I thought it was Merle.
You're stupid.
Guinevere wasn't even a wizard or anything.
You guys argue about this as you ride your bike, so.
My bike has a basket in the front that was once pink, but I've spray painted it black. With little ribbons.
I push a short alien out of my basket so we can go.
So, I wanted to go pee real quick. I don't know if you want to do a break or.
Yeah, we can do a little.
Go.
We can do a little break.
Okay.
Pause the recorder.
Let's see if I have more dust.
All right, you guys ride your bikes outside of town up U.S. Highway 93, a two-lane black asphalt highway that curves through the desert and goes over the Hoover Dam.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
Yeah, but you're kids. You don't know better. You think you're going to live forever.
Just live through this year.
Once I find the right ritual, I'm fully intending to live forever.
And so on the outside of town, there is a you come outside a fenced in yard with a large brown house with a kind of stucco roof or stucco house with like a tile clay roof. There are bird feeders and bird houses everywhere throughout the yard. A healthy amount of bird shit over everything.
This guy has birds.
I feel like this is where a bird scientist would live.
And so you see the smoke through the slats in the fence. It's a tall fence that's completely encases the property. And there's a gate in front of it.
I think that I'm going to try to keep a very tight hold on Guinevere, because there's going to be a lot of birds around, I think.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of birds currently, or is it eerily devoid of birds?
It's a little devoid of birds at the moment.
Am I still upset from yesterday?
No. You spent some time in the hideout, so when you spend time in the hideout, you get to
first let's listen. In the fence, you wouldn't fucking hear anything on the property.
Also, I'm curious. Does anybody have the lead skill?
Nope.
Nope.
I have contact. One whole thing.
But
contact.
I do have three heart.
Okay, that's fine. The lead skill,
Well, I think I would lead in this because I know Matt, right?
Oh, no. What the lead skill is like, if you're in extended trouble, you can use it to give people extra dice.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use it to help heal somebody else, recover one of their conditions. Just that's the only reason I'm out of it. Alright, so you guys are sitting outside the gate. What do you do?
I'm just going to go through the gate. I've been here before.
The gate is locked.
Oh. This is usually open. I've been working with my lockpicks for a while. Let me try to fix this. Hold on. And is there any, sort of a call box or anything?
No.
Look, I'm really good at picking locks. I've been practicing on my mom's door.
Hey, how about I give you a boost?
Let me walk around the perimeter of the gate and see if he's maybe somewhere in the yard.
All right,
sneak.
I'm just gonna start pull out a hairpin.
We'll
and
do
start
a different thing.
Yeah.
Ben's circling the property. I'm giving. Or no.
Mortimer
circling the property. I'm giving Ben a boost over the fence, and you're trying to pick the lock.
Yes.
Yep.
I honestly don't think I actually have the capacity to pick a lock, but I feel
which
Lydia thinks that she
does. I'm pretty sure Mortimer realizes that. Doesn't want you to fuck up.
I've got a 4 in body and a 3 in sneak, so if that is what picking a lock is, I might be able to. Okay, I have a 2 in tech, so I attempt it.
I have 1 in tinkering.
I have a 3 in tinker and a 4
in tinkering for Sarah.
In tech.
That must be one of those new complicated.
Alright, so what'd you get?
I got no successes.
Alright, the lock, you actually break the lock.
I break my hairpin, and the lock was this always works on my mom's door. I don't know what's happening.
Damn it, Lydia!
All right, lift me up.
I'm going to boost him up so at least he can look over the fence.
Okay.
And not throw me over.
All right, so it sounds like you're assisting him with a move check.
Sounds right.
So you get to add die.
A die. Okay. Body and move, I assume.
Body move, and then the extra plus one from...
Woo. All right, cool.
I got
2 success, 3 successes. Whoop. 1 from your die.
Ooh. All right. So you hear some bonuses you can pick if you would like. You can give a plus 1 bonus die to another kid for a limited roll. You can impress someone, and no one notices you. You can pick. You got 3 successes. So you can pick 2 of those.
I'm gonna dole out some dice to people.
For it to boost them over the fence?
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Probably everybody's bad at climbing.
I'm pretty good.
I'm gonna get a body.
Well, when you get to the other side, you also see the lock mechanism that you could.
Cool.
Oh.
Attempt to unlock, except that there's maybe a hairpin in it now.
Alright, so you quickly hop up and over, and you extend a hand down for other people, so.
Yeah.
Who else wants to go over the fence?
Okay.
Roll me a body plus move check.
I get nothing.
You get 1.
A 1.
Okay. So 2 dice.
2 dice?
Ugh.
Yeah, 2 dice from somewhere.
Okay. And then if he's helping you too, I'd say you have a 3rd die.
Might as well.
I can do it myself. Never mind.
That 1, 6.
Are you good?
That's 5 dice, and I still
fail.
She decided to do it herself and failed.
I did.
I had five dice. I thought there was a good chance.
You do have a cat in your hand.
That's true.
We'll blame the cat.
All right, as you get up on the top rung, you actually get snagged, and you just pull the whole fence plank down with you.
I am ruining this fence.
With a snap, and you fall to the ground. You're not injured, but you are. Your pride is maybe a little.
I immediately run back to the bike. Like, are we taking off?
And I say, well, that's one way to do it.
Stop vandalizing this man's house.
No, John came back.
Oh, dang, that was fast.
Yeah. I wonder if he had some assistance.
I mean, they decided supposedly to stop treating his brain cancer yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
so.
That
yeah. In 3 years, we're all going to be like, oh, yeah, remember when?
Yeah.
I thought this was in-game.
In-game. The Tomahawk is dead in 1987. In his game.
Can I just start walking around and yelling for Matt?
Yeah.
Matt!
I'm going to go to the front door instead of whatever he's wandering around.
I'm just walking around, seeing if he's outside. Because he usually is. He's looking at the birds.
He's not outside. You walk to the front door. It's also locked.
Okay.
Can
I go peek in windows and try to investigate?
I ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
Because I'm not rude.
I like to be sneaky.
Alright. So you ring the doorbell, you're sneaking around.
Well, it sounds like he wasn't outside, so I'm going to walk back toward
the you look in the back here, you'll see him back there. As you look around, you see some of the second story windows are open. You hear from inside, after you ring the doorbell... nobody comes to the door, but you do hear somebody yell, "Die, you feathered demon!" You hear some, slamming around.
Maybe he's playing D&D.
Do you want me to roll for investigate for finding a window or anything? Or
there's some second-story windows that are open.
I do have a pretty good body. I can attempt to climb up in there.
Is there a ladder somewhere?
Is it sneak to climb up a second-story?
You roll a trellis or something.
Yeah.
It'd be a move check.
Okay. I succeed.
Alright, so...
climbing in the second story window.
Alright, so you climb in the window. You find yourself in a... you're in the back of the house, you climb up to the balcony. But I guess the balcony is over the front of the house. So, sorry. You climb up to the balcony. You... go in, you see some, immediately to your right, you see some stairs going down, and you hear some thumping and bumping coming from the bedroom.
I'm going to run downstairs to let my friends in, because I don't know about this going into a strange man's bedroom alone. I've heard stories.
Good instincts.
Alright,
Guys, there's some weird noises coming from the bedroom, and I don't know. I didn't want to do it alone, so come on.
I had the same thing happen to me the other night when I went to my parents' bedroom.
I'll tell you when you're older, honey.
And as you guys are standing there, you see Matt come down the stairs. See if I've got a picture of Matt. He's kind of a bigger guy with a big bushy beard, dark skin, and he's brandishing an axe.
Ah, this door is open.
I immediately go into excuse mode. We heard you screaming.
Matt, it's me.
He says the birds have all gone evil.
Yeah, we figured it out. Can you tell us more?
So he's in an agitated state right now. So, why don't you roll me an empathize check?
Would that be heart and...
mind. Is actually
or
empathize.
Is it mind?
Yep. Mind and empathize.
I got 0 and then 5. So,
wow.
Is it 5?
Yeah, only 5 that.
I can add 3 more die. Thank you. Oh no, the chance! Oh no,
Mortimer! Mortimer.
Mortimer Brewster.
So I don't have any sixes.
Alright. Yeah, he's just really agitated. He's like, Mortimer, you don't know what you're talking about. These birds are going to kill us all. They're going to kill us all, Mortimer.
I want to try empathize. Because that is one of my skill sets.
I'm like, we need to run. That dude's going to murder us.
Now, I will remind you guys of a few things. You can re-roll your dice if you take a condition. You also, don't forget, you have your pride you can use. And you also can sometimes use items. So.
Okay. I got a success on my empathize.
Well, hold up. Are we going to deal with the fallout of her...
failing.
Of her failing. Let's see here. He is actually, when you fail at this, he is going to, he's going to try to start chasing you guys out of the house with the axe. He's like, it's for your own safety, you gotta get out of here. Alright, what do you guys do with this?
Run! We go outside. Nope. Nice bird guy.
I think I would still...
The guy who tried to jump off a cliff and fly would be insane.
Try to empathize and be like, it's okay, the birds are everywhere, outside isn't going to be better for us.
Alright, so that's actually a charm check. Empathize will tell you what you need to do to calm down. Charm will actually...
Okay. It's hard to understand the different, empathize.
No, that's fine. Like. That's why we're still learning together. It's,
okay.
So roll me an empathy check.
Which is... empathy or a charm? Empathy to find out what I'm...
Yeah, empathize lets you ask questions about them.
Okay.
Kind of like that calculate.
No. I have no idea.
Yeah, he's just too strong to beat it.
Can I try to wrestle, grab the axe off of him?
Yeah. Roll me a move check. Or force check.
Alright. I'll try that.
Do you may want to help him?
I'm outside.
Well, so is he.
Okay. If he's outside, then I'll assist.
Alright, so I get an extra die. So you charge him, and Tyler can fall. Travis falls watch step behind you.
No, you don't need that axe! Give it. No, he overpowers.
No, you succeed. You fail, but
yeah.
I'm going to say that, you get the axe away from him, but in the process, you get injured.
Ow!
So, what that means is you just minus, you roll one less die whenever you do anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, calm down, psycho.
He's like, oh god, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Didn't mean to hurt you there, kid. The birds are going to kill us all.
We found
something
some
in their
weird
brain.
That's when we brought a bird, didn't we?
What? No, we just had the cat.
What do you mean they got something in their brains?
We found birds that could talk, and they had microchips in their brain.
Nice.
Mortimer, tell them.
Yeah, we were at our night out, and we heard some birds talking, and we thought, well, that's highly unlikely.
Well,
and,
you did.
So we investigated further, and we found...
Hey, Mortimer, yeah.
I can't hurry up science. But yeah, I'm just telling little things we found. And then we found the birds attacking the cat, so we brought the cat.
Oh, no, my poor cockatoos.
Care to elaborate?
No, I really don't, Mortimer.
You're dirty.
He says the birds are not acting right. They've been tampered with.
Oh, shit. Including your cockatoos?
I just thought it was all birds, all right? I'm an ornithologist, not a bird neurologist.
But don't you have your cockatoos in cages? How did someone get to them to tamper with their brains?
Clearly they didn't. Clearly, I made a great mistake. Kids.
Did you murder your cockatoos?
It's best not to dwell on that.
Probably spanked them.
He sits down on the steps. He says these strange birds are increasing in numbers.
Where did you first see these weird birds?
He says, I've been watching them all over my house. He says, I think I've seen a lot of the birds flying over Lake Mead towards Big Boulder Island.
How do you know that they're birds that have something wrong with them versus just regular birds? Because there's always birds at Lake Mead.
No, but these ones are moving in patterns that birds don't move in.
I've seen them move in V-shapes before.
I scoot over near Mortimer. Scoot over near Mortimer and I'm like, are all ornithologists this fucked up?
It's ornithologist and pretty much.
He says,
take that, ornithologist listeners.
He says, I've noticed they've been attacking small animals.
We saw that.
We
saw it attacking.
There were gulls attacking this cute little Guinevere.
It's an alley cat. You shouldn't touch it without gloves.
His name's Dio.
It's an alley cat. You shouldn't touch it without
gloves. He says, Merlin briefly, too.
He says, so they're attacking animals now. They shouldn't be attacking small dogs and the like. People could be next. That's why I was trying to get rid of the birds before they killed me.
Gosh. One of those assholes eyeballed me. I didn't like it.
He says, I think they got a leader. He says, I've seen this goshawk flying around. Seems to be directing them. He says, it's possible also that these birds can be controlled by those chips in their head.
Guess that's possible.
Please tell me the goshawk is named Ryan.
Of course. Of course. Couldn't be anything else. he says, if you ask me, there's only one person in town I know that can do this.
Who would do this?
The ornithologist. Ryan.
So he? You think he did it?
Matt Boyd. Oh, right.
I'm Matt Boyd. No, I don't know bird neurology.
Oh.
You want? He says there's this guy, Gunnar Dixon. He works at DARPA, and his specialty is bird neurology.
Why would anyone specialize in bird neurology?
DARPA's up to some weird shit. Let me just tell you kids that. They got their fingers in all sorts of pies.
Do you think that he would have actually tampered with these birds? Do you think he did it?
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole. He's a weird one. He came and visited me a few times.
So he's the weird one.
Oh yeah, weirdest person I've ever met. Didn't like him from the moment I met him.
How many people have you
met? Mirrors
are
in this house.
I had a long career in television. I've met a lot of people.
Where does he live or work at? Or both?
Oh, he says he lives
on Big Boulder Island.
He lives on Big Boulder Island. Which I should have probably put the actual addresses in my notes here. He lives over by the main reactor.
Maybe he doesn't even know his bird monsters are killing everything.
Yeah, we have no idea what new
radiation could be doing to those birds.
Sure. It could have, radiation could have just put chips in their head.
Look, all I'm saying is that there are more things in this world than we can.
Can what?
Kin, it's a word. It means no.
Means family.
No! You're awful. Mortimer, let's go.
You kids be careful out there.
Yeah, cool. You're useful.
You too. Does he give us the address, this guy?
Yeah, he gives you the address.
Or we have to find a phone book.
No, he gives you the address. As you guys head outside, you realize that it's starting to get dusk already.
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
And you all have varying levels of commitment to fireworks this evening.
Should we just try to do this tomorrow? Like, I don't think anyone's going to be
out. When's the fishing trip ending? Are they going for the whole weekend?
Yeah, they usually go for the weekend. And I will say about this game is they usually take place over the course of multiple days, and there's kind of scenes in between, investigation scenes, sure. Home life, and stuff.
We should find a payphone. I'll lie. I'll be like, I'm sleeping over at Mortimer's. Then I get when I hang out with the nerd.
Okay, that might work for you, but there's no way that my mom's gonna let me hang out with four boys all night. I have to go.
Alright, fine. We'll go take care of the bird monster tomorrow.
Alright. Who wants to do the next scene? Who's going to sing for me?
Just heading home? Like.
Yeah, we can skip the heading home part. So skip
or fireworks, or whatever.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what my mother would be up to with her. She's probably got, like, some sort of housewife group thing, like a book club or something, and, like, there.
She's doing a Tupperware demonstration at the 4th of July picnic. Much to the annoyance of people that are just there to eat food.
And I'm going to enjoy some alone time, if you know what I mean.
But this is also the one night a year where you get to play with fire.
Yeah, I might do that after. All
right, so who's going to see? So something something that we can roleplay out.
Oh, I could roleplay.
I don't want you to.
No one wants to roleplay that.
So it's 4th of July night, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think we probably want to head toward Gunnar Dixon and that island, but probably not tonight because it's dark. But tonight, maybe we just kind of figure out our game plan. We'll go find some field somewhere to watch the fireworks, and we'll talk about stuff and admire the pyrotechnics.
She's banned.
We'll have to go home. Why?
Because it's after dark and I'm hanging out with boys. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, luckily for you, it's the 4th of July exception. So let's say this next scene is at Boulder Beach. The four of you are there, with Michelle Smith, having gotten permission from your respective folks or lack thereof to do this.
I have to be home right after this.
Just make sandwiches.
So I'm going to be super jumpy, in part because I maybe still have Guinevere with me and I'm still trying to hide it from my mom. So, like, I just randomly wander off every once in a while to check on the cat. But also, like, anytime something makes any sort of flappy noise,
mm-hmm.
I'm jumping.
Yeah, as you guys are watching the fireworks, as the fireworks explode, you can actually kind of see, like, strange patterns of birds or a big boulder island.
That's not usual. Birds don't usually fly at night.
Owls do.
Are birds even able to fly at night? How could those owls regular
do.
Bird
Maybe
guys saw?
That's aren't birds.
They're just meaty birds.
They're like flying rats.
Bats are beautiful creatures. Don't bat them bats.
No, but they're related to teller. They're related to rats.
And vampires.
They're not birds, they're mammals.
It's true. You're gonna look at the kingdom, phylum, class, or family genus species.
Okay.
They are much closer.
Alright. Coming over, wearing a buttoned-up shirt barely containing two very large breasts. hair feathered up. Heather filled it up with some dangly earrings.
Uh-huh.
Stacy comes up and says, "Hey, what's up, slut? Is this like your harem? Is this like what you've been reduced to?"
Like, "Hi, Stacy. How you doing?"
What the fuck, Travis?
Oh my god, he's so gonna be jerking off to me later tonight. Take a picture to last longer, Sleazoid.
Stacy,
it's all up here.
Go smoke pot in your like parents' garage or whatever it is you do on the weekend.
Stacy, why don't you go stick your head in the next bottle rocket?
Like, my head couldn't fit in a bottle rocket, so that's stupid.
You're stupid.
She says, "So, couldn't find anybody cool with to go to the fireworks with?"
Pretty much everyone here is 80 times cooler than you, Stacy. And furthermore, we're investigating a mystery that is affecting the entire town, and you're not smart enough to keep up with it, so you should probably just leave, because we have actually important things to do that affect the entire world.
All right, roll me a charm check.
What am I attempting to do with this charm?
You're trying to convince her to get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I thought I was trying to convince her that we were doing something important. I have a success.
Hey! She says, "As if, whatever. Like, I want to be caught dead hanging out with you losers. Do you even know who the Smiths are? I bet you don't."
They live on...
An orchard, right?
Orchard, yeah.
Yeah.
Smith, that's
I'm
like
Smith.
Old people music.
That's my name.
You live over our orchard.
Bye, losers.
One day I'm going to be a famous musician and she's going to be my crew.
Didn't you
Travis,
guys,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Didn't you guys used to be friends? Like, I seem to remember you hanging out with her at lunch all the time.
Yeah, before she became a bubble brain cheerleader who only cares about looking pretty.
Yeah, I'll reject her. It'll be awesome.
Whatever, you just like her boobs.
I do like her boobs.
Ah! Gonna storm off into off into the beach and stub my toe as I go.
Alright. Are there any
Ryan's my kid.
Are there any just fireworks unattended?
That would be pretty great.
People have bottle rockets. Yeah. Let's see if you find them.
All right, I want to stock up on a couple of bottle rockets and some.
I'm pretty sure I own a lighter. I would have at least stolen a lighter at some point. May not be full still, right. But I have a lighter.
If we're going to hunt down birds, maybe we need something to get them out of the sky, as it were.
Ooh, good call.
All right, give yourself as an item bottle rockets plus one. All right. You collect some bottle rockets. I imagine, Lydia, do you come back at some point?
Yes. I dry my tears on Guinevere's fur, and then I come back as if absolutely nothing had happened.
All right. You guys sit there on a picnic table by the lake.
could really take that cat to the vet on Monday.
And for a brief moment, there's quiet as you watch the explosions in the sky. And the scene fades out from there.
Did the birds react to the explosions? Like, did they continue their pattern or did they fly away?
No, they continue their pattern.
I mentioned that that happened.
Weird as shit.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Next morning.
Next day.
We have
Sunday, the 5th of July.
Do any of us have to go to church?
I almost made a priest.
Not while Dad's fishing.
No.
I feel like I'm going to get up super early, and I'm going to start going to everybody's house to try and get them going.
Yeah, and you get up, and so your mom's like, we'll do that scene first. I actually like this. You get up. Your dad's still on his fishing trip with Larry. So your mom's kind of frantically rushing about, and she says, "Oh, Mortimer, Sarah's not doing well today. Can you make breakfast?"
Sure.
Oh, God, thank goodness. Just make something quick. Don't make a mess. In fact, if you could feed your sister, that'd be great. I need to run to the pharmacy real quick. She says they're only open until noon on Sunday, and they weren't open yesterday, so.
10?
It's like 8 a.m.
Okay. So she's going to be back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to be making anything. I'll just get some cereal, put it in a bowl, and then, sneak into Sarah's room, and I'm like, Sarah.
Her machine's going, which is unusual for this time of day.
Sarah.
I'm awake.
Oh, good. I brought you breakfast.
What'd you bring me?
I brought you half Cocoa Puffs and half Rice Krispies, just like you like it.
So that's my favorite. You remember.
And whole milk.
2% is gross.
Totes.
She says,
"Such a good brother.
My house only has skim milk."
She says, "Mortimer, you're my big brother. You won't let anything happen to me, will you?"
Of course not. I do all of the things. And that's why I do all the research all day, every day.
Do you really think you can stop my cystic fibrosis?
I am pretty sure. I mean, nothing is 100% in science, but I'm fairly confident that this is something that we can figure out.
She says, "Do you pinky swear?"
Pinky swear.
I need you to roll me a charm check.
She's not going to live past 20, is all I'm saying.
Oh, I know.
This is a sci-fi world. Don't ruin her.
So, that's all you got?
Yeah.
Okay. She pinky swears and says, "I think I just need to eat my cereal."
Okay, do you want me to roll the Nintendo in here for you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't have a Nintendo with me.
I don't.
Alright, so you roll the Nintendo.
But she's falling asleep, probably.
Yeah.
I'll take the cereal away so she'll spill it on herself.
Your sister's breaking my heart. It might possibly be the purse line.
Alright, so, who wants to do the next scene? Actually, no, let's do Travis.
With frozen.
No, no, chips are. Let's do you want to do it when you guys are all together?
Yeah, I've kind of gathered everyone together and they're all sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys back at the hideout or?
Yeah,
that's
about
where I start. It's right on the other side of the island.
All right, so go ahead and reduce your injury because you're back in your hideout.
Cool.
You got this fresh bandage on your arm from where the axe sliced you.
Uh-huh. That was fun explaining it.
You're dead ass.
Good.
I don't want to talk about it anyway.
It's
even sadder.
So the four of you are there, along with Guinevere.
Yeah.
All-Star Games on anyway, if you care.
So is there a bridge over to Boulder Island? Are we going to be able to ride our bikes? Or how are we planning on getting over there?
Well, no, he doesn't live on Boulder Island. He lives on near the reactor. Which we might not have to go to Boulder. I mean, we will, but... maybe we'll take a sci-fi boat over.
Well, you'd have to find a boat.
What about the maglev trains?
So there are no ferries that go.
Maybe Mortar or Sprite will give us flying suits.
he was insane.
Yeah.
Any more friends of Mortimer we should be aware of?
No, that's
you
it.
You can't. Yeah, watch out who you associate with.
You like hang out there alone, like just.
Yeah, people are gonna think you're a weirdo,
or you're gonna get axed to death. if adults aren't ignoring you, they're usually doing something weird.
He hardly ever threatens me with an axe.
He murdered his own pets with an axe.
They're cockatoos. They aren't big enough to need an axe.
Oh, sorry, cockatiels. I always get that confused.
Very little application.
Fires of fire would have worked.
You think he's strange, you should meet my friend Joe.
Isn't that
insane? Not my dad, right?
No, not your dad.
Not Big Joe. So
do we want to maybe, like...
Not unless your dad lives by the river in a shack.
Set up a secure little play area for the cat so we can leave it behind. Or did you leave it at your house?
Yeah, you get the idea that the cat would be safe here at the hideout when you guys are gone.
Yeah. Alright, cool, we can... Yeah.
Well, we'll leave it here. There are lots of mice here for her to...
Yeah.
Eat anyway.
And it's safe from birds. We have a roof. Yeah.
Alright. Stay in the shack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I guess we're going to start heading for... So, is the reactor on Boulder Island, or is it near Boulder Island?
The main reactor, it's this big thing here in the center.
Okay.
So, Boulder Island's over here.
So, we're going to start heading that direction to where we believe Gunner?
No, Gunner lives here.
Okay.
And the birds are circling above Big Boulder Island.
And allegedly have a boss bird. According to Crazy Bearded Axe Man.
Yeah, how much should we trust Crazy Bearded Axe Man?
Not so much, but...
Like, should we even go talk to Gunner, or should we make our own observations?
I mean, it's the only lead we have.
Okay, let's go talk to Gunner.
Okay, so,
But we should be really careful this time.
Maybe we should have our own axe, just in case. I mean, I have my knitting needles.
I have my knife. Pocket knife.
I really want a pair of nunchucks. They're probably hard to find. We should make some. Whatever, you can make me nunchucks, right?
We have the stuff for nunchucks.
Yeah, you can make nunchucks right now.
We got some old wooden dowels here you can tie together and some twine.
Yeah, give yourself.
Oh my god, with twine. It's gonna be so good.
Get yourself.
I mean, I have yarn.
Nunchucks plus one.
Yeah, it should really be like minus one.
They should.
You're more likely to hit yourself in the head with them than anything else.
I guess I'll need a tinker check from you first.
Ooh. I'm kind of good at tinker. Not that good. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I'm kind of good. I'm a little seven dollars.
This is something I've wanted for a while, so we've been, like, talking about, like, how you would make them.
Oh, I got one.
All right, you got one? So, yeah, you have your nunchucks plus one.
Sweet.
Alrighty.
All right, so. And, by the way, between mysteries, you lose
all the items.
All the items but your iconic one. So.
That makes sense.
Alright, so
we're kids, we don't keep track of shit.
Well, things break, you lose them.
Dads take them away.
School counselors take them away.
Alright, so where are you going to? Boulder Island or Gunner's house?
I vote Gunner's house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously we can't just ask him. We're going to have to come up with some sort of story. Do we say we're working on a school project?
It's July 5th. What school project would we be doing?
Some people go to summer school, especially if they're overly academic and ambitious.
So, I do...
We all turn and look at...
Why don't we just be, like, straight with him? Be like, the crazy bird guy said you're making monsters.
No, what if he turns out to be, like, what if he turns out to be making...
Actually making monsters, and then they attack us.
It'd be kind of cool, actually.
Should we spy on him first?
Yes.
I think we should spy on him first.
I agree. And then we can use Mortimer's story about summer school.
Alright, so...
I'm really good at lockpicking, even though I didn't do well last time.
Let me try lockpicking this time.
Look, I practiced a lot last night before I went to bed.
What locks did you pick last night? As we're riding our bikes.
Yeah, we're just yelling at each other back and forth.
I picked your mom's lock.
That doesn't even make sense. My mom died.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow. Oh, my. That was brutal.
Pipe up ahead.
She's at peace now. She wants you to know she loves you. I talked to her on my Ouija board.
You're not making it better.
All right, so you guys arrive. The house itself is a two-story yellow brick house with red roof tiles. It's got kind of an overgrown lawn.
Nobody takes care of the lawn.
How many birds are around?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the desert, so it's just got the sandy gravel.
Oh, no.
Right. And as you guys arrive, you do notice that there are neighbors here. It's like a small run of houses. So you get the idea that you see some neighbors kind of walking along. And they're wearing little badges that say Neighborhood Watch.
Well, just keep on. I'm wondering if we just keep riding past. If the Neighborhood Watch people are, like, in the street by their house, we should just circle the block or something.
I'm going to ride up to one of them, actually.
There
you go. Be like, hey, excuse me, sir.
Yes.
So, I've been asked to babysit in this area, but I've also heard some really creepy rumors. And I just... Do you feel like it's safe around here? I mean, you're walking around in the day, which makes me think that maybe something's going on.
Roll me a charm.
I'm not good at charm.
You keep running your mouth.
You keep trying to do it.
I'm just a charming human, intuitively.
Are you that good at charm?
No.
Actually, I'm not that bad. I figure the discipline that I had to deal with taught me manners.
Oh, hey, time out question.
Yeah.
Which is better for, like, dealing with animals, charm or empathize?
All right,
that's the one I want to take. But I would, which?
I have contact.
So contact lets you know and find the right person.
Oh, okay.
Empathize, it lets you study what makes a person tick and how to find their weaknesses. So when you succeed in it, you get to ask questions about them. Like, it's kind of like comprehend in that regard.
Okay.
Or not comprehend.
I thought charm was like convincing people to do shit and contact was talking.
No, charm is charming, lying, befriending, or make people do what you want.
Okay.
Contact is knowing and finding people. So if you want to change your skills about it a little bit, go ahead.
Okay.
Which one is a
whole lot.
But can they both operate on animals? I kind of wanted this to be like a sum theme.
You have all your farm skills, the animals.
Yeah, I feel like charm. Empathize would let you know how animals work. Charm would let you, like, interact with them.
Okay, and calm them down.
Yeah.
Did you roll?
I'm moving my thing to charm.
Plus, so roll another die.
It's still only one die.
You just added that.
Yeah.
No. I'll try.
Hold on.
So,
we gotta fail first.
Deal with my failure. They probably think I'm too young and creepy to be.
They say the four of you are babysitting?
No, I'm not really with these losers.
Look, we've seen some... We're with the neighborhood watch. And we don't need little hooligans like yourself running around here. So just to let you know, get our eyes on you.
Mortimer is no hooligan. I say defensively.
And, you know, hit the brakes. The rival missile goes, "Err." Excuse me, sir and or madam. my friend here is going to be babysitting in this neighborhood, and we are chaperoning her to the neighborhood because of said rumors. And we will not be staying. This is just her job. We're just being gentlemen.
And so you're trying to... are you trying to convince them to...
I guess I'm take attempting risks. To charm them to continue finding out information about the neighborhood.
All right, roll charm. I'm going to say that this is extremely difficult because they're already
suspicious.
This will be, you'll need two successes.
Okay, so that is part.
It's going to be very, very difficult.
I don't know why I keep thinking I'm going to charm people, but I'm not a charming human.
But I did get 2 5s, so that's very close.
Also, guys, don't forget your prides and you can push
how do you use luck and pride?
Luck, you just spend a luck point and reroll your dice. So if you would like to use a luck point on that, I'd actually like to go back and let you.
Do we regain luck points, or are they
forever? You get luck points back every session.
So you have to use base. Well, you don't have to. You have 5 to burn through her mystery.
She has
2
because she's 13.
Oh, I just assumed we all had 5.
No, how old are you?
I am 12.
You've got 3.
Okay. Well, I was like 12.
I might reroll because I do feel like it's important to know why the fuck the neighborhood watch is out. In the
I assist.
Day.
Yeah, out of that. All right.
We're just gonna like roll anything.
And what's your pride?
I'm intelligent.
So I would say you could use your pride for this.
Okay.
And so what that means is you automatically succeed. And you just have to figure out how you would...
I'm not sure it's worth it for these people. Like, they're just the neighborhood watch.
Yeah, they're some schmucks! I say loudly.
Whoa. Just saw something big run into your bushes. It was at least this big. It was like raccoon size.
Mm-hmm. There's a cat that wanders through here.
Oh, but is
and
pride something that you lose once you use it?
You can use it once per session.
Once per session. Yeah. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Alright, don't forget to check your luck off.
I did.
Alright. So they're gonna be watching the front of the house very closely.
Let's go to the back of the house.
That would get us arrested. It's just not.
I think
the
that. Yeah, I think we just need to go up and talk directly. Be as straightforward and adult like as we can be.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, fine. If you're the neighborhood watch and you don't want to watch out for safety, I'm just gonna have to keep my 3 gentlemanly comrades with me while I go try to convince people to hire me as a babysitter. With that excuse, I start pouncing off towards Gunner's.
They said he's not home, and he has no kids.
Okay, then who does have kids around here? Look, I'm just trying to make some school.
Like, we're all a bunch of young urban professionals in this in this neighborhood, the guy says, with his tied-back ponytail that's very thin.
Does he have a sweater?
He does.
He sounds so cool.
So, do y'all have kids or not?
He says, if you're looking for kids, maybe you should try in town. Not out here in the suburbs.
Suburbs is where people with kids live. Am I wrong here? Like, whatever.
I thought people had kids everywhere.
You see when a man loves a woman very much.
Okay, looking at the house, we don't see any vehicles parked in front of it or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just quiet.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Are you guys even real neighborhood watch?
Alright, like their official looking badges.
Yeah. Just gonna
anybody can make a badge.
Ride up into the driveway, drop the bike, you know, click kid style, and just go knock on the door.
Like you don't trust them.
They're standing there watching you?
Yeah. I'm ignoring them.
And there is no answer.
Well, well, now Mortimer.
So
the island!
Well, you do see that the house of the artist fenced in, and there's a backyard.
Can we outrun the neighborhood watch?
We have bikes.
You can try.
Well, I'd say...
wait. Okay. I say, Ben, would you set off that bottle? While we get distracted, we'll check the vacuum. You don't have to do it. It's just something I suggest.
Saving them for the birds.
Good point.
Let's just go to the beach and check out the birds and then see if we can get to the dark. We can come back here after dark and use the excursion.
Alright.
Ponytail guy probably has to wash his hair anyway.
Is there an open path to the backyard? Or would you have to go over a fence?
There's an open path around the house. There's also a fence in the back. And there's like another, there's like a, like an alleyway behind there that you guys can.
Okay. I say get on the bikes. We can leave.
Okay.
And then we go back to the back alley.
Alright, I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, lovely neighborhood.
And we all maybe y'all should screw more so you have kids.
Okay, let's go.
Running. Like as we're biking off.
Oh, Samantha, hit from the floors come to town.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So you guys head around to the back alley. Mm-hmm. Luckily for you, they don't seem to be following you or... However, there's a fence.
Oh, no.
First, let's just listen at it, see if we hear people in the back.
Can I sneak?
Can we peek through the slats of it or something?
Yeah.
There's no reason to sneak yet. We're not doing anything sneaky.
All right, you peek through the slats, and there's no one in the backyard, and the back patio door is ajar.
Oh, what kind of... Is it like a swingy door or is it like a sliding
door? Sliding door.
You're going to get a lot of bugs in there if they do it like that.
I think we should sneak. I think we should go and shut the door for him. That would be the nicest thing to do.
Bring the bikes. We leave them out in the alley. They'll know we're here. Just leave them in the backyard while we're doing our business.
Okay. Is it sneak or is it just body to try and climb over the fence?
It's climb over.
We have to get through the fence to get to the door.
Gotcha.
It is a move check.
Yeah.
And somebody can, you guys can assist each other?
Sure.
You fine?
Yay, I do it! Is there a gate to let the others in?
Oh, there's a side gate. So you go to the side yard and do it.
And I will let them in. So we can hide our bikes, as Travis suggested.
Okay.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Alright, so. You guys sneak into the house?
Yeah.
Well, we like first stand and listen at the door and look around, look at the room through the door first.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can hear in the house?
The house is quiet.
Someone want to yell out for Mr. Dixon?
Yeah, Mr. Dixon, we're here for a summer school project.
There's no answer.
Think Boyd
asked. Did you say come in?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard him say come in.
Okay.
You did? Okay.
All right. So you guys head into the house. The house is messy and full of garbage. You see books strewn about the house. Books on neurology, animal behavior, and self-help books about making a special someone notice you. Pictures of famed scientists line the wall, Mortimer. You notice, you know all of them. However, one of the scientists you don't recognize. You see a photo of a middle-aged woman of curly blonde hair, kind of a, you know, a full figure, wearing a lab coat with a yin yang pin on it. Also on the wall are pictures, more pictures of this scientist.
Is it like creepy stalker wall?
Yeah. There's lots of pictures of her, and a lot of them, there's also a picture of another guy, balding, long hair tied back in a ponytail.
Is it the guy from the neighborhood watch?
No.
What's the...
But also wearing a lab coat.
What's the DARPA logo?
It's like a... Remember, this is
not a beginning game.
No. So
these pictures of this woman and this dude, does it look like they're, like, taken, like, are they surreptitiously taken? Like,
yeah, are they candid?
Some of them seem to be surreptitiously taken. Some of them, you just get the idea that he just happens to be in them, but they're in them together.
Is there anything...
But yeah, he's usually, like, sculpting in the background of them, or...
Do we know what Gunnar Dixon looks like? Do we know if he's the guy with the ponytail?
You get the idea, yeah, this is Gunnar.
Okay.
I want to go upstairs and look in Gunnar's bedroom and see if the bed looks like it has been slept in recently.
All right. Check the fridge.
Okay, so you head upstairs, you open the fridge. By the way, there is a smell of rotten food. When you open the fridge, it looks like there's actually, like, some fairly fresh items in there.
Is there milk?
There's, like, yeah, milk. That's
so the date on the milk
is
it
recent.
Okay.
But you also see, like, milk cartons in there that are older.
Are any of our pictures on these milk cartons?
Good question. Good question.
And so you get the idea that even though it looks like the house has been abandoned, you get the idea that someone has been here recently.
Is there anything in the fridge that looks good to snack on?
I think I'm, like, just taking in everything and kind of calculating, like, what it all means.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do last time? Was it investigate? Or comprehend?
Yeah. To find a hint. So, yeah. Investigate.
So I'm going to do investigate.
Roll me an investigation.
3 plus 5, so 8, right?
Yeah.
So I need 6 points. Okay. Yes. 2, 3, 6. The two-handed
dice. What are you doing on Labor Day, Christy Andrea?
On Labor Day?
I got no sixes.
No sixes?
Can I do that again if I use...
Not a luck point?
A luck point.
Yeah.
I maybe have an...
You can also use your pride to augment to succeed.
If you want to go all the way to attack.
I'll do one more.
I might.
Taco Ma. That's how he prefers to pronounce it. It's the Ma of Tacos.
I will open a taco restaurant one day.
I have
taco.
1 6.
Tacoma Taco Ma?
Have you been to Legendary Donuts?
Best donut I've had in Washington by miles.
Not the place that has... No,
you
no.
Find,
where's that?
There are a couple different places.
You pull out, like, under the couch, you find, like, a surgical pan.
Okay.
And when you pull it out, there's a dissected bird in it. It looks fresh, like, maybe the last day or so. It's got the wire sticking out of its head, and, like, a microchip that's been extracted from its brain.
Yeah, that smells great.
No, it's very fresh. Like, sometime in the last day, and as you pick this out, you realize how fresh it is. Lydia, mm-hmm. As you open the door, a figure comes running out of the closet with the knife and says, "Get the fuck out of here, freakazoid!"
Your friend.
It is a young woman, probably just a few years older than you, and she looks terrified.
Okay. I'm gonna try empathize. Empathize or investigate? Which one would give me any indication of who she is, whether she belongs here, what can make her not stab me?
Empathize.
Okay. then I need 6 dice. And I have a 6. And another 6.
So you get 3 questions.
Okay.
What are your questions?
What will keep her from stabbing me?
You need to convince her that you're not a threat, that you're not here to hurt. What's your second question?
Do I believe that she has... What do I think her connection to Gunnar is?
You're not sure, but you get the idea that she's squatting here. Third question?
Ideas, peeps?
How long has she been squatting here?
That'll help us determine who did the thing to the bird. Mm-hmm. If she's been there for a while, then she did it.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell she did.
Okay.
What can you glean from her appearance in terms of, like, she looked like a homeless person or a student or, you know,
She's very well made up. Her hair is feathered. Kind of up. She's good. She's wearing a Minnie Mouse sweatshirt or t-shirt, it's on, and a jacket. Based on the little nest you see her coming out of, you get the idea that she's been here a bit. So she's...
Hold on. I just want to know what's going on. I'm not here to hurt you. I just don't know what's happening, and everything's really scary. Do you know what's going on?
She's like, who the fuck are you? Why are you here?
So there are some creepy bird things out going on, and somebody said that maybe Gunnar might know what was happening because he knows a lot about bird neurology, so we were going to try and figure out why the birds are being so creepy and scary.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a kerfluffle.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I hear, get the fuck out of here, freak his away, I run up those stairs.
All right.
Or run to wherever the bedroom is. Assuming it's not
You see an attractive... teenager, wielding a butcher knife.
Oh, I jump at her.
Also, that's a super cute sweater.
She looks like that.
Oh, but
I love your earrings.
Yes. Roll me a force check.
All right.
Leap on her to take the knife from her.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of this lately.
I know, a lot of knife play in this game.
Oscar, you totally look like Cindy Lauper.
Oh my god, success.
Alright, so you get the knife from her. She's like, why are you in my uncle's house?
Is your uncle Gunnar?
He's not.
Do you know him?
No.
We know of him, but we've never met him before. We just heard that he's a bird neurology person.
We need him for a school project.
Just get out of my room. Go downstairs. We'll talk down there.
Fine.
I'm down in the living room with my nunchucks.
I got this sweet knife. Throw it on the coffee table. Getting real sick of knives and axes.
Alright, I'm gonna go downstairs and see, like, if there's a phone in the kitchen, because everyone had a phone in the kitchen in the 80s.
For sure.
There is, yeah. It's got a long cord.
Take it off the line so she can't call anyone.
Oh. Nice.
Alright.
She says, so who the fuck are you people?
So, my name's Lydia.
I'm
These are just a bunch of weirdo nerds who follow me around.
What's up, weirdo nerds?
Hey.
What's your name?
Why? Why do you want to know my name? I don't know your name.
Stacy Johnson.
Okay, I'm Travis.
That's all it took. I love it.
She says, you're an Iron Maiden?
You bet. Yeah. Metal. Show her, I'm like showing off all my patches.
I don't care. She says, no, she says, you found my bird.
Is it your bird?
What happened to it?
I cut it open.
Why?
So I was trying to figure out what the hell's going on with it.
Well, did you figure out anything?
What was going on with it, I say, playing down?
She says it was attacking me. She says, my uncle does weird shit with birds, and I think this is all his fault.
Where is your uncle?
I don't know. I've been here a couple weeks.
Your uncle's been gone a couple weeks?
Yeah.
How'd you get away from your parents?
She said, I ran away from home.
Cool.
She says, they're in Las Vegas, and I hate them.
Wow.
She's like, you guys can't narc me out.
Dude, your neighborhood watch. They're
yeah.
all dicks.
Oh, no, those fucking yuppies, they're awful.
I kind of peek out the front window, see if they're still out there.
Yeah, they just have to walk by at that point.
You know what their deal is? Why are they... I'm so anal about this town, about this neighborhood. What needs washed around here?
So, how long have you been noticing the weird bird shit?
So, I think it started about a week ago.
And how long has your uncle been missing?
Like 2 weeks, I think. I've been here 2 weeks. He hasn't been here in that time.
Okay.
All right, this isn't just like a couple of birds, though. This is like almost all of the birds, and now they're killing shit.
It seems like more birds. She says, I found these, and she, like, she reaches into her pocket and pulls out some crumpled up, like, blueprints.
Oh.
Because yeah. I don't know what they mean.
I might...
Can I Ben?
One of us might be able to.
Ben's the weirdo nerd who's really into electronics.
They, like...
calculate?
Yeah.
That's
so
you.
Where are you from, yeah. Stacy?
From Vegas.
That's
cool.
So cool. It's a 5 day.
Yeah. It's less cool than it sounds.
What's your favorite casino in Vegas?
I don't know. They all fucking suck.
Ben, you're supposed to be looking. I'm doing calculating. I'm calculating.
At that point, she says, Ham, come.
One Ham?
And back, like, coming down the stairs is a big, like, pug. Aww. Because this is Ham.
He's so cute. Can I pet him?
Yeah, he's a really bad watchdog, obviously.
We all pet this dog.
Even Mortimer.
You still have your flower gloves?
I pull them out of my back pocket and put them over here so bad.
I feel like Mortimer is going to invent hand sanitizer.
She said, yeah, a couple days ago. Like, she says, I've noticed the birds are under weird, but she says, like, 2 days ago I got attacked by this fucker.
She's so dumb.
Yeah, careful letting the dog out. Our cat got attacked.
She's even a cat?
She is a cat. His name's Dio.
Her name's Guinevere.
It was briefly Merlin.
That's pretty cool. She pulls out a cigarette, lights it.
Okay, I
need
to,
like, one of those.
So, sorry, because if my mom smells so gummy, I'm going to get a huge lecture. She's a nurse, and she is all about...
She goes over to the window and, like, blows it out the window.
Well, thanks, Stacey. That's really kind of you.
It's fun. Just... whatever you do, you can't tell my parents I'm here. They'll make me come home.
We're pretty sure we don't like your parents.
Yeah.
Do I find out anything from the blueprint? I rolled a 6.
Oh, did you set up the 1-6?
Yeah.
So you get the idea that this
pug is very cute and wants its tongue rubbed.
He kind of has like apnea when he's like breathing and he kind of snorts a little bit.
It's very brachiocephalic.
You realize that these blueprints are meant to be used to build a machine that will attract birds automatically and modify them without human intervention.
Pretty complicated.
And you get the idea that the chips are supposed to, the microchips that are in here are supposed to let the person control the birds, But the blueprints seem to be missing details on how that control will work. Almost as if it was, like, stopped mid...
process.
So I asked his niece, hey, do you know who this Potty is? Who this scientist woman is?
She says, I think that's Lena.
Lena Dunham?
That's the scientist that work that he's always been obsessed with.
Creepy.
She says, I think it's, she points to the wall with all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That's her.
Is that your uncle? And I point to the ball.
Yeah, that's Gunner.
Is he?
He looks like a creeper.
He's kind of a douchebag, but at least he doesn't hit me like my stepdad, Gary.
Is this the top of
the list? You can always stay with me if you want to. Like,
she says, that's cool. I don't mind staying here.
Did, you know, if your uncle was going out with Lena?
I don't think so. I found his diary, and it was full of a bunch of, like, sicko, like, freakazoid obsession shit with, like, her. Like, he, like, totally stalks her.
Cool.
I thought he was, like, suck her toes or something gross.
Does his diary have anything about bird mind control in it?
Does your diary have stuff about mind control?
No, but I also didn't. I also don't have blueprints on how to build a bird mind control machine either.
She's like, I don't know. I just kind of skimmed it. Let me go up and get it.
Okay.
She runs upstairs and comes back down with it and tosses it to you.
Oh, cool.
So how do you like
I'm
get
like,
in and out?
Like, I'm also going to be looking for schematics and stuff, not weird toe sucking stuff.
It's like all toe sucking.
Damn.
Pictures of toes, like page after page of like.
Like, ideas of what he thinks Lena's toes might look
funky,
like.
Funky, blue cheese smelling toes.
Because, you know, you have to wear closed toed shoes in the lab. That's just basic lab safety. So he has no idea what her toes look like.
It's true. That's if they're following basic lab procedures.
So you don't find anything about a mind control device ever. You find, so you find out that Lena was let go from work. He's kind of upset that, like, the colleagues there don't understand her brilliance.
She keeps it all on her toes.
He's talking about being depressed for a few weeks. But then he writes about how, like, how excited he is because Lena's come to him, and she wants him to work with her on this project outside of work.
Do any of these have dates?
This is, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he says that she's going to work with him on a new experiment in a place called IEX-4Z32.
The old IEX-4Z32?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
You can roll a comprehend or calculate check if you'd like.
I'll try either one of those. Comprehend, I guess. No good.
You want me to do it?
Does my failure like set the
no.
diary on fire?
Yeah,
you are now
fire.
Exhausted.
Your brain just hurts. You got
so much thinking.
You know, they warned women that too much reading would cause brain fever, but
you know that this is the ID number of a magnetrine ship.
An ID of a what ship?
A magnetrine ship, those big flying trains. But you will need to get more information from the library to figure out anything about this specific.
Okay.
When was the last date on this journal?
2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
Stacy, how are you getting food and stuff?
She says, well, I've been sneaking out. She says, Domino's will deliver in 30 minutes or less or my pizza's free.
Just avoid the noise. Am I right?
Does Rob watch TV so I don't get that reference?
How do you keep those nosy yuppies from finding out?
She says, they don't know that I live here. They probably just think it's Gunner.
Hmm.
She's still like, are you guys going to, like, go stop these birds or something?
We're going to try. Our next stop should probably be the library.
Great.
Nothing in the diary about where he was working at the secret project at?
He was working on it at, that was a place, I asked.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Sure, let's go talk to my great aunt Helen.
Why?
She's a librarian.
Alright, so, she says, well, losers don't die, and she says, maybe hang out sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. What's I wonder how you did your hair that
basically
way.
Basically asking her for the phone number here.
She says it's 555-3843.
Cool.
You just got a fake number, dude. I'm gonna write it down anyway.
Fake ass digits.
And she was into me. Library.
Or Ray and Helen.
Alright. So, as you know from Ray and Helen, the city library is closed for the summer.
What? Libraries are closed for the summer.
Because they can't afford air conditioning and.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's the desert.
Do I know if I can go to my great aunt Helen's house and get keys from her?
You can do that, or I was actually going to say, Mortimer, you might actually have a key to the school library that you got from
Mary.
From Mary.
So let's head to the school library. Do you really think the school's going to have a whole lot of information? The school has just as much information as you know that if you ever went to the library.
My great-aunt works at the library. Why should I go to an inferior library when Aunt Helen has the best library?
We have a decent magazine selection.
I can't believe I'm going to school on a Sunday.
During the summer, too.
Yeah.
And Mortimer says the same thing, but in a much different tone.
I can't believe I get to go to school on a Sunday.
Alright, so you guys head over to the library. On the way, you guys get stopped in the street by, as you guys are riding through the town, Mr., is it Samuels? Samuels, the Taekwondo instructor?
Mr. Samuels.
Samuels. Mr. Samuels kind of stops the kids.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Sam.
Okay, kids. He says, did you hear about Sarah Doheny?
No. Who's that?
You're not gonna, she's somebody who goes to school with you guys. Not familiar with, though. He says, she got trapped in a phone booth earlier today. He says, these birds kept trying to peck their way in.
You don't say.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Birds are creepy. They're just flying dinosaurs. Did you know the birds were dinosaurs?
I don't think anybody knows that yet.
Damn it! I think you're right. Probably by 87, you should not know that.
I mean, I don't even know what dinosaurs are. Jurassic Park hasn't come out.
So why would you care?
No, every little kid likes dinosaurs. So I'm like, dude, check it out, dude, and I do my nunchuck thing. Because he's a fly man, so.
Right, yeah.
He looks at you, and he says, let your friend know that's very offensive. And he looks at you, and he says, hey, if you want to learn how to use those things, you should come in. The first session's free, and it's $5 a session after that.
How much can I learn in one session?
Enough to realize what you're doing is very dumb.
He made him.
He puts his hands on his hips and just looks over his glasses at you. Then
we didn't. We didn't have anything else to use. I know we're not supposed to use make our own weapons.
I do watch a lot of Bruce Lee. Doesn't mean I'm any good. That's the whole reason I wanted nunchucks. I'm super into Bruce Lee. Like everyone in the 80s.
So was she okay? Was Sarah okay?
Yeah, they got her out of there.
What happened to the birds?
cops had to shoot them.
All of them?
Well, this is just a couple big gulls.
Oh, it was just two birds.
Mm-hmm.
That means
it's too bad they didn't have that one stone.
Says so the cops think they're just rabid. Probably nothing to worry about.
Birds can't get rabies.
I don't think that's true.
It's a virus that's exclusive to mammals.
Birds aren't fish.
You know,
I mean, they're mammals.
Those cops said the birds had rabies. That's good enough for me.
So how's summer classes going, Mr. Sam?
He says, well, it'd be better if you showed up once in a while.
Yeah, we don't really have a lot of money for classes anymore. But you know, what Ed says, put in some extra overtime, and maybe when he, you know, gets a couple of good paychecks under him, maybe we can start going back to class again. Because he knows how important that is to me.
Mm-hmm. He lied. Try to lean into the microphone.
Yeah.
You could kick your dickhead brother's ass.
So
no, you should only use the markers for self-defense, right, Mr. Sam?
That's right.
And defense him right in the nose.
Alright. I'll do the next thing at the library.
Oh,
I'd like to point out we're getting a lot of good cardio.
We are.
It is starting to get late in the day, though.
Mortimer opens up the library with Glee.
Are you guys still have to kind of sneak, though, because there is a janitor.
Oh, totally, but he keeps being like little squeals. But I'm still calming back down.
Mortimer, do you come in here all the time?
As much as I can. And I'm gonna beeline for the card catalog and see what books I can find to cross-reference the,
just use the library computer.
Magnum train ship.
Alright, roll me a comprehend check.
Comprehend is a 3 plus 5. That's an 8, 2, 4,
wow.
6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Calling!
More
than that.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alright, 4 successes.
Yeah.
So you get 5 questions. So, what questions would you like? Well, here's the first one I'll give you is IEX 4Z32 is a magnetrain ship registration. The ship used to haul ore from Siberia and is currently junkyarded on Sentinel Island.
Where is Sentinel Island? Okay, so pretty close to Boulder Island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fair.
Does anybody else own IEX 4732, or is it just like in a junkyard?
It's in a junkyard.
Does that work as one of my questions?
No, that's the first one. I'll also say you can get some more information about the birds since you have those blueprints.
Yeah.
So you get the idea that the birds that are currently infected, or here currently on the ship, will actually die out eventually, just from the poorly, you know, sanitized wounds.
Uh-huh.
However, new ones will continue to be made unless whatever machine is doing this is destroyed or stopped.
Okay.
What other questions do you have?
Are we sure that it's only one machine?
Yes.
From the blueprints, is there an idea of what the machine might look like or how big it might need to be?
Yeah, you get it. This would have to be a huge machine. And you get kind of an idea of what it would look like.
And what's the biggest weakness of the machine? The easiest way for us to disassemble or make it just unusable and irreparable?
You can reprogram the machine.
Okay.
So you can use a program check if anybody has that. Or you could bust its internals, so it should be a tinker check.
Mm-hmm. You can fix, you can unfix.
And that's three questions so far,
right? You want better. I can unfix things that I don't even know how to fix.
I saw what that was.
Can we figure out why the birds are attacking people? Is it that they were programmed to do, or that it's a malfunction?
You get the idea that it's a malfunction, that this is out of control.
What else should we ask us? I have one more question.
Well, this might not be a question for him about the chips necessarily, but do we know of buildings or places around in Sentinel Island or in here that could house a mechanism that big without being noticed? But that might just be like a nature kind of.
I have a feeling specific. Once we get to the magma train, like we might get some more information. I'm hoping that that's actually where it is.
The magma trains are like 25 meters.
Okay, they're pretty big. Okay, yeah. So strike that concept. Do you get any cross references information about Lena, the mystery scientist lady, and what her connection might be?
Yeah.
What did you find out about Lena?
This is part bird.
So you get on like the you get on this this big, huge computer that's got Usenet access. And you're able to find out that all you know about her is that she worked for DARPA and that she doesn't anymore.
Okay.
She checked the white pages.
Come on, there's no bibliography that lists both Gunner and what's her face.
Did anyone's parents share a rumor about scientists running off together?
I believe someone's parents did while they were at your house.
No, they were at my house, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No
Ted and Larry.
No one comes to my house.
Ted and Larry were talking about two creepy scientists running away together.
That is something that Ted and Larry talked about.
Was it these scientists?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
A little bit of foreshadowing.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know what that means. Gutter's stalking paid off.
This is the wrong lesson to learn from that.
Also, it's the wrong lesson in general. I don't think that's an actual lesson. All right.
I'm just watching. Like, I'm keeping watch out. Yeah.
All right, so you'll get a bonus die if you use any of that information going forward. Just
okay.
Keep that in mind.
I think we have enough information to start taking some action. Yeah. You guys want to try and...
Do we know of any way to get to either Sentinel Island or Boulder Island?
So it looks like there's a transport tunnel. How accessible
you
is
can't. You, those are hard to get into. Oh. You don't know where those are.
Why is it that?
We think
a bus? No. Pat and Larry are supposed to get back from their fishing trip tomorrow.
Today.
We could steal their boat while they're at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep the boat docked at the marina.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how to make how to drive a boat?
I'm sure it can't be that hard. We're at the library. Let's get a book.
I imagine Mortimer just gets a book about, like, how to send the four distress signals rather than actually driving the boat. You're, like, learning all about the...
I imagine I was
learning about maritime
scouts, so I know some basic boat stuff.
Well, I assumed it was your dad's boat, too, so you would know...
Get a book on nautical radio,
too. Yeah, he's a dick, so I would go out with it.
So I just grab a bunch of books and I write it down. I put it on the desk in case the library needs to check. Because I don't want anybody to think that I'm stealing the books. I'm just borrowing them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you guys leave the library. As you're peddling through town, Travis, you see something that makes your blood go cold.
Yeah.
Your dad's car is back in the driveway.
Fuck. Is it dusk now?
It's getting a little late in the day.
Well, how close to my assuming I have one curfew is it?
You never actually asked permission to be up today, so.
Oh, you're fucked.
I gotta go home. I gotta deal with this.
Okay.
Like, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Do you need one of us to come with you? Like, he can pretend he got hurt and you were helping him.
I still got the bandage from when I did get hurt.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's gonna suck either way.
Okay, let's go.
Your dad likes Mortimer, right? You guys could pretend you were hanging out.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna say that.
With the summer school project?
I'm not in summer school.
Mortimer is, obviously.
Independent study. I'll have you know.
Yeah, okay. That's a good excuse.
Plus, dads are less likely to yell at you when your friends are around.
Not mine.
So what do you
do?
You made the call. Take us with you or not?
Well, I assume the rest of you have to be getting home pretty soon, too.
No one cares.
They don't really notice, especially when Sarah's sick.
I'm pretty sure Knight Rider's on now.
If I were there.
Yeah, I guess we will sneak into the garage and pretend like we've just been hanging out there.
The garage?
Whoever wants to continue hanging out.
Me. Alright, so you guys head into the garage.
That's where my drum set is.
And I'll bring my books. And a notebook.
Mm-hmm. Alright. You see some fishing rods in a tackle box.
It'd be hard to pretend we were hanging out here this whole time and they've already been here and deposited all their fishing rods in tackle boxes.
Well, yeah, I mean, just say you came back not long ago. Does it appear that, is there anything amiss? Is there, you know, blood splattered across the fishing rods?
Roll me an investigate
check. Okay, that would be 0 plus 1. So 1 die.
Don't forget, you also have a pride you can use, too. Put a hand of a duck.
And I assume I'm getting assistance, so give me 2.
So make it a health.
Who's good at investigation?
I'm good at investigations.
Yeah. I'd be like, does this look weird to you?
Also see if you can find...
Let me use a luck.
Weird.
Okay.
Yes, 1 success.
You do notice something weird. The fishing rods, the bait, and the tackles all look like they've never been used.
Dad and Larry are having an affair!
They're Brokeback Island in.
That's, I don't know what that reference is. Yeah, I'll point that out to the others and be like, look at that. They can go fishing. What the fuck?
Maybe they're fastidious cleaners.
Sometimes my dad and brother go out to work in the yard and they just drink the whole time.
Yeah, but like, they would still put the bait in the water. Like, this shit's clean. It's like right out of the package. You can't clean
my dad
lures that well. I wonder what they were doing.
Drinking, probably. Or broke back.
So, if I listen at the door into the house, do I hear anything any heated discussions, or is it just normal house noise?
Normal house noise.
Possibly a dad yelling.
Where is that boy? Tell all of them to stay still, and I'm going to sneak to see if I can get close enough to hear what they're saying. Which would be 7, so I need 5 more to die. I got the good sneak.
Wow.
Yeah. You sneak very well.
You done snuck good, son.
Yeah, you...
It doesn't mean I'll hear anything.
No, you creep in. It means exactly that, actually. You creep in. You hear your dad. He's sitting at the kitchen table with your mom. She says, so tell me about the fish you caught this weekend with Ted. He says, oh, well, it wasn't a lot biting. He says, oh, I did catch a few smallmouth bass. We cooked it up and ate it at dinner. He says, pray neither Ted nor I are great fishermen. He says, does Trav give you trouble this weekend? Says, no, he's been gone a lot. Did he get his chores done? I think so, Larry. You're too hard on him. Discipline. Says it's what carves the soft edges and makes a man out of someone.
Under my breath to myself, and my ears, he's hard on Ted, too.
I like how we all assume this, even though in 1987 none of us would have that idea. Not in the slightest.
It's a game of weird sci-fi conspiracies.
Or
and sex. Butt sex.
And the two people that work for Darkwood on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
I guess I would sneak back to the garage and just be like, he's lying about the fishing trip to her too, so she doesn't know anything. We should find out what's up with your dad.
Totally. My dad's pretty cool. I can ask him things, and he'll usually tell me.
I don't know if he would tell you this, though.
But now you know something that he doesn't know you don't know, so you know.
Okay. You'll have to use a little bit of subterfuge.
I'm very good at subtlety. Let me take care of this.
Yeah, let's do a scene at your place that evening. Your dad's cooking dinner. He's got some fish fillets.
A quick aside, we probably did go back to get the cat. Or at least we left it food or something.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're taking care of that cat that lives at your hideout.
Yeah.
So he's making fish fillets?
He's in a happy mood.
Do they look like things that he caught or things that he bought?
He pulled them out. He's like, I have a cooler.
Huh.
But they're already cleaned and filleted.
Yes.
And in brown paper, probably.
Deboned.
Hey, Dad, how was your fishing trip?
Hey, kiddo, it was pretty good. Had a great weekend. Good to get away. He says, in fact, we're going to cook the bounty of my success tonight for dinner. Fresh fish, kiddo. Sounds pretty good, right?
I bet it's not small enough bass. Delicious. I was over at Travis's house. You know, Larry's son.
Yes, I know who Travis is.
And, I heard some things. Can we go have a chat in your office real quick?
He says, well, I'm kind of cooking these fish fillets right now, kiddo. Why don't you come over here and talk to me?
Okay. So, Larry said you guys didn't bring anything back, so I'm just curious where your fish came from.
He says, Larry just meant that he didn't bring anything back. He said I could keep it this time, and next time he'd take it home to his family.
What kind of fish you got?
These are bluegill.
Definitely not bass.
So, Larry said you got some bass. That doesn't sound... I mean, I know the genus and species, they're very similar, but they're different. So, tell me more about that, Dad.
He says, well, Larry caught some bass, and we had those for dinner last night, and then these are the bluegill I caught this morning that I'm having for dinner today.
Why don't you go fishing? Sorry.
Why don't you roll me an empathize check?
Me?
Yeah.
I get a 0 plus, so 5.
Oh, yeah, don't forget your iconic items, because you could have used your magnifying glass for the comprehend check on the blueprints, stuff like that.
I didn't get any successes.
You want to push your 6 push to re-roll?
Or? Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to use a luck point?
I'll use a luck
point. Okay, reroll.
Use your intelligence to know that bluegill and bass do not live in the same environment. I don't know, that's true.
Mean down. It's all on this one. Damn it!
Alright, so do you want to push or.
Let's push me.
That means you reroll again, but you take a condition.
Okay.
And so, how do you put, like, how do you push on this? Like, so. Like, what are you doing that's going to give you a condition to push on this?
You could get.
I might say something really wrong.
Cut myself, so you don't tell me the answer.
Well, I mean, you can just keep pushing and then you get up scared when he's mean to you or something like that. No, I really feel like you're not being truthful with me right now.
Let me give you an example of how this works.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still okay, because I'm still new to this, too.
Yeah.
So.
You could just straight up put all your cards on the table.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I like it. Or it's just like...
All right, so when you fill a role, you can choose to immediately retry by mentally or physically pushing yourself to the limit of your abilities. You must describe what you did to push yourself.
But it's like if you basically put all your cards on the table about all the birds, that would be upsetting to yourself.
Well, here's the example. Alright, so player, Anita. I look her in the eyes and try to look sad. Please, Mom, if you don't drive us, we'll miss the party. We'll charm. I miss. She looks stern and is about to say something. Do you push? Yes, of course. I look away and say with a cold voice, if Dad was alive, he would have done it.
Ouch.
What condition do you check? I'm getting upset now, so you check the upset condition. So
okay.
So how do you wanna like you're having a hard time reading him. How do you want to make him show his?
Yeah. Could I lie and say that Sarah has a sensitivity to?
Yeah. And what condition are you going to check?
So I mean, it's more. So if I use it, I get it. Mm-hmm. So.
Obviously not broken.
Think upset.
Okay. So you make yourself upset.
Okay.
And what do you say?
I say, Dad, we really need you to tell us what's going on. Sarah has just been so worried lately, and you know when she's worried, she gets sicker, and it's just, she's not in a great place right now, so I really need you to tell me the truth.
Very cool.
Good one.
All right. You get the idea that he is lying, and whatever reason he's lying, he feels very ashamed about lying.
Okay.
And so he actually just kind of stops playing the fish or moving the fish in the pan for a second and. I get to see a few tears well up in his eyes. And he says, look, I know Sarah's not doing well, but you can't put that on me. He says, go to your room.
There's no logic in you.
And 30 minutes later, your mom brings up a plate to you, to your room, of the fish and some stuffing and stuff to cook with it. And she says, "You really upset your father today. I hope you think about how your words can hurt people."
And I take the plate and I open up the window and I say, "I don't want your fish of lies!" And then I hand her back the clean plate because I'm not angry at my mom. I don't want to break her nice china.
Your dad, Larry?
I'm like in love with Mortimer right now. I'm not going
to
lie.
Ask your dad if Larry's got to go to the hospital. He'd be like, "Why?" He broke his dick off in your ass.
And she says, you're grounded. You're grounded for the whole week.
Fine by me. Just what else you got?
She says, "That's it."
Oh.
And she shuts the door.
Just for one break, dick off?
All right. The next morning.
I assume I have a lot of chores to catch up.
Who has a scene?
I think that I will wake up nice and early because I went home like a good girl and have not gotten in trouble. And ride my bike over to Travis's, fully believing that we are all about to go on a bike to adventure to the boat. And I knock on the door.
I didn't confront.
No, in fact, your sneak check. You're able to sneak to your room, and you didn't face any
nice
consequences for that.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
you ring the bell.
Mm-hmm.
A very well-dressed middle-aged woman opens the door. You recognize her as Travis's mom.
Maid.
And, you're not the person I thought you were going to be.
Hi, Mrs. Cassidy. I've been working with Travis and Mortimer on one of Mortimer's projects. Is Travis home?
My chop liver.
She don't know you. You're the weird.
Mrs. Cassidy don't know you. She just knows Mortimer.
She says, "Yeah, come on in. I'll have a seat here in the dining room." She says, "Travis, your lady friend is here."
Okay.
And while you're getting ready, she pulls out some Avon cosmetics. She says, "You know, honey, you would look so much better. Just a little bit of rouge."
Makeup is a construction that's meant to make consumerists out of us all.
Exactly. And she rubs it on your face.
She gets some eyeliner.
She says, "You're only young and pretty once, honey."
I come in, putting on my vest.
And
I'll be beautiful when I'm dead.
Stop trying to sell her shit, Mom.
She hands you some black eyeliner and says, "Here you go."
That one, my eyes light up. And I'm like...
Very well.
She says, "And if you like this one, you can come back for more. I'll even give you the friend rate." Wink.
Thanks, Mrs. Cassidy.
Did she say wink?
She says wink, yes.
All right, let's go get Mortimer.
Yes.
Travis, honey, I want you to leave without having breakfast. Take an Eggo to go or something.
All right.
And some Tay.
Do Pop-Tarts exist yet?
Yeah, there's Pop-Tarts.
And Tay.
She says,
like a can of Coke and like a package of Pop-Tarts. Like, all right, I'm out. And
she's going to come over you. She's got her smudging finger out. What are you? Are you going to try to avoid her?
Yeah.
Roll me a move check.
None for my friends. That's 4, 2, so 6. I need 6 die.
6 dice for.
Two.
All right. So you're able to you're able to juke around her and get out the door with your Pop-Tart and go.
See you later. Get him out.
Did you get the keys to the boat? We're supposed to be taking your dad's boat. Did you not even get the keys?
Oh, the boat. Oh.
God.
I can sneak back into the garage to get back in this.
You don't even have to sneak. You can just walk in.
Yeah. But I'm also, like, I'm just used to getting yelled at a lot, so I sneak everywhere.
I know that feeling.
But yeah, while he's at work, I feel like I can snag the boat key.
Cool. All right.
All right. Is Ben's house on the way to Mortimer's?
No, Ben lives outside the city on a farm.
Okay.
So maybe I was coming to meet up.
Sure. All right. You meet us at Mortimer's house, maybe?
Seems valid.
All right. You guys ring the doorbell. A very exhausted-looking woman opens the door. Oh, hello, kids.
I'm Mrs. Mortimer.
What is Mortimer's last name?
Chambers.
Hi,
Mrs. Chambers.
She says, please call me Janet.
Hi, Janet.
I could never do that.
She says, anyway, Mortimer is grounded.
What did he do?
He threw his dinner out the window last night and called it a plate of lies. So he can't see you guys tonight. I'm very sorry.
But we have a school thing.
That's fine.
I need you to roll me a charm check. And this is going to be extremely difficult.
Oh, is it?
So I need two successes on this.
Nope. And a lot. Nope. So. Double fail.
Mm-hmm. She says, I'm sure you can, your school project, since school doesn't start back up for another month, can wait at least a week.
A week?
He's grounded for a minimum of a week.
Wow, Mrs. Chambers, you're really harsh just for not eating?
He threw his food out the window.
Was it a second story window?
He attracted a bunch of birds to the yard.
Okay, well,
Can we, like, leave him a letter or something?
What if we just hang out here?
Grounded means he's not allowed to hang out with any of his friends. Look, you all seem like very sweet kids, mostly. But she says, but grounded means no friends. It means no Nintendo.
Does everyone have a Nintendo except me?
Yeah, literally. Everyone.
I don't have a Nintendo.
You probably have a, like, it means Sega. Hang
out. You can come back in a week.
Ecovision.
A week. God.
A week.
I feel like...
I guess...
Can we
go outside and, like, wait. Get your attention in your room.
Yeah. I imagine you're in a second story window.
Yeah. And I'm able to kind of, like, motion to them to, like, come back in 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Come back in 10 hours.
So we do the elaborate walking away loudly and then...
I guess we'll go...
See you in a week.
And obviously, I have the entire night to come up with some sort of a contraption. And it's really...
it's very Ferris Bueller.
It's really like a freight elevator. I hooked up a pulley system.
Okay.
And I'm just going to lower myself down safely.
Do you have some contraption that keeps her from noticing that you're gone? Like,
well,
is your door locked?
Mortimer-shaped pillows under the covers.
I've done the pretty classic, albeit effective, pillows and a recording that just plays on a loop that sounds like I'm sleeping, and then we'll wake up and say, I'm so tired. And then, knowing my mother, she'll usually leave me alone and let me sleep.
There's a big rabbit.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off Exists.
Tree.
So.
Inspired by Ferris Bueller. Alright, Love this plan so much.
What could go wrong?
Beautiful, as far as plans go.
So what do I have to do to roll
11-year-olds for this?
Oh, we got man. I mean, well, there's both the sneaking aspect and the lowering yourself down with your own funny strength.
Well, and the tinker, you had to make the thing.
I mean, I don't have to be that strong. It's a series of, like, it's a pulley.
You have counterweights on there?
Yeah. So it shouldn't
be
that.
Build the dumbwaiter.
Yeah. But I mean, I really just needed something to sit on and then a rope.
I like to imagine
tinker check.
That your recording also has, like, maybe the sounds of you softly crying and saying Sarah's name so that they then go check on Sarah entirely forgetting about you.
Yeah. One six.
Yeah, so yeah. And roll me a sneak check.
Sneak.
Eating all your yorks.
It's already, so I get one.
Okay.
Therefore.
Should I do it again?
It's up to you. You want to use a luck point?
Yeah.
I mean, can we help him, like, when we see him?
Create a distraction? Yeah.
Okay.
Roll extra die. What are you guys doing to create a distraction?
Take a fight.
Oh, nice. All right. Y'all just start fighting.
You're going to get my nunchucks taken away.
Don't bring them out when we fake fight.
I use the automatic window?
Not.
He's bleeding!
No, you don't actually want that much attention.
Oh, your pride?
Yeah, but I'm the smartest kid. I'm going to just use the pride.
Alright, so you're going to... So how do you like... Do you, like devise, like, a... You come up with, like, a timetable for, like, when she's going to be away from that side of the house and use that? Like, is that how you...
Exactly. I mean, I can kind of hear through the vents what's going on downstairs. And I hear, like, when she's bringing something to Sarah, and I know she's not going to just, like, go in and leave. She's going to sit in there for a little bit and talk to her. So I know I've got 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, and then what do you do with your contraption when you're out of it?
I've actually created the pulley system so that if I continue to pull, it goes back up, and then it slides back in, folds back into the window.
All right. Alright, so you guys are kind of wrestling around the ground and seeing Mortimer kind of like run his bike past the other side of the house.
Alright, let's go.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
We need to find a phone. I'm going to call my mom and mention I just saw your mom and she has no makeup.
She's looking rough.
We're talking like hours of distraction.
That sounds like a great.
Yeah.
All right. Are you doing that now, or when you guys are trying to come back?
We'll do it in like an hour. Like, we'll find a payphone whenever we see one that's convenient. We'll just, you know, one more level of distraction.
All right. So, you guys head down to the marina.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
So, where are you heading? You head to Sentinel Island? To the
marina?
Yeah.
Then go check out that maglev train.
But, does anybody have a way to, like, watch the birds on our way and see if we see anything weird? I don't think we have, like, binoculars or anything cool, but...
No, we're pretty lame.
We could just use our boring ass of regular eyes to watch for birds as we sail.
First, we need to make sure this thing has gas. Like, we don't even know if it's been used in years. Like, the whole thing could be a lie. We don't even know if there is a boat.
All right, well, you go to the marina. It's there. However, like, there's full, the tank is full of gas, and it doesn't look like the boat's been used recently.
This is a boat of lies!
We need that! Well, Travis certainly has nunchucks at the ready.
Oh, yeah. No,
his hillbilly nunchucks.
One of my bell hoops.
Bye, bunny.
Alright. So, you guys get the boat. I'm not going to make you roll for this.
Okay. It's not that hard to drive a boat.
Alright, so you guys head up from the marina, past Boulder Island, where you see, like, a big nest of pigeons. flying in weird, you know, circulations.
Yeah.
They've, like, they've built, like, this very elaborate, geometrically shaped, like, nest that's a combination of, like, twigs and metal bits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you head into the Boulder Basin. The Boulder Basin is a is an area outside of Sentinel Island. It's full of rusty pieces of metal with razor-sharp edges, ships half submerged in the water, strange domes and circular towers and magnetron disks.
Interesting.
A lot of wildlife usually lives here, but as you guys enter it, it is quiet and eerie. In the distance, you guys can see killer gulls circling the skies.
You mean regular gulls, right?
The killer gulls, the ones...
I'm trying to kill our kid.
And sitting on the island, visible from the shore, you see a large, erect magnetrine ship. It's lying tilted to one side. It looks like it was at one point painted black, but is now mostly rust colored. What do you do? And the birds seem to be flying over it, as you can see. So you got a little ways to go to get there.
Do we see any people?
You don't see any people, no.
Is there a port that we could dock at?
There's no port, but you could just pull up on the beach. Yeah. This isn't a big boat.
I don't want to park too close.
Yeah, can we, like, go around, like, a corner or a big rock or something?
Hide from directly.
Yeah, or is there somewhere where there's some vegetation we could hide the boat in?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Also, do we see, like, a big contraption by the train?
Is anywhere painted IEX 4Z32?
As you guys, it's hard to see in the distance, but it does have some letters that you... kind of, you think that that's painted on the side of the ship.
We think, really, it's 423Z.
Okay, so we're going to try to find a secluded beach area that is not within direct line of sight of the boat so that we can sneak up on land.
But not too far away, because we're going to need to book it, potentially.
Okay. So,
what do we do with our bikes?
I think they're on the boat.
Alright, so I'll need you to, and somebody roll me a sneak check.
I guess 3 dice of sneak.
I guess 7 dice of sneaks.
Me too.
Me too, I think.
Two.
Alright, so just so you're able to find like a kind of covered path to the magnetron ship so that the birds don't notice you. When you get there, you do notice on the side of the ship, you see there's rainwater collected in the magnetron discs. You see on the side of the ship, close to the ground, there's a door, but it's been blocked by a big metal beam. And you see various birds, not the hawks, but like various birds flying in and out of the ship through the vents in the side of it. If you listen closely, you can hear machine fans and bird chirping inside of the ship.
So we could, like, climb up on top, maybe there's,
is
like,
there
a porthole.
For us to not look like humans when we're climbing onto this, like, can we make little bird nest hats so we just look like a bunch of sticks from above? I'm gonna use my yarn to basically make some sort of sticky nest contraption for my own hat.
And
I don't know about y'all, but you can wear it
or not. Yeah. You're too cool.
Yeah.
I'll
wear a stick hat.
Okay, I made you a stick hat too.
Alright, so you guys are at the train with having slept there with your stick hats.
Yeah, our beautiful stick hats.
Mortimer's not wearing a stick hat.
Mortimer gets dive bombed by a killer doll.
Yeah.
Is he?
Mortimer, wear a hat.
Fine, so he, like, wears a hat, but indignantly.
Well, that's unusual.
Blade of Lies!
The Blade of Lies.
Alright, so you get there and you see that there's a metal beam covering the door.
Okay. Can I climb up the beam? I guess, I don't know if that's... Is it sneaking? I'm trying to not be seen by the bird.
Yeah, you can probably push it off the door if you tried hard.
Yeah, okay.
Who wants to try?
Who's strong like bear?
I'll give it a shot.
I'm not super strong.
Who's the strongest?
I have a 6 in move and a 6 in force.
Still force, yeah.
I have a 5 in force.
All right, so with Casey, you can assist him. So roll 7.
Try to impress.
Last luck.
If you were wearing a stick hat.
Is over there.
We have other luck.
All right, well, you managed to haul the metal beam off the door, off to the side, open the door without being seen. So,
thank you, stick hats.
The door opens, gliding to the side with a soft sound. From inside, you can smell bird shit. Is the primary smell kind of comes out of that. And you see a ladder inside that leads up at an angle that heads up to the cockpit.
Why are we here?
Because Gunner and Lena were working on some project that involved the bird mind control machine that we believe is on this ship. So we think that the machine is on this ship and needs to be destroyed.
Got it. Okay.
So,
Do we want to try sneaking up to the cockpit where there might be plans? Or down to, like, the storage area where the machine is most likely to be?
I think, our main thing is we want to disable the machine, right? So let's go where we think the machine might be.
Okay. That's
fine. Steerage it is!
Alright, so I need you all to roll me a sneak check.
Wait, can we do King of the World first?
What's that?
Can we do King of the World in front of the boat first? Sneak? Alright.
No!
You have nothing to use.
I'm gonna have a luck point, another luck point I can use.
I got nothing, but I'm gonna luck it up.
Okay.
With luck, I have 2 successes.
Alright.
That was for the group.
Right? I failed.
Or do we all do?
Everyone does.
Everybody needs to.
I straight up.
So what's going
on? Sneaking?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the results.
2 successes.
Alright, so you get some. Give bonuses to these 2 if you want.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Oh, I already...
Okay. So you can add another die roll to each of you. And how are you helping, Mike?
We're climbing up a ladder, right? Yeah. So I guess I'd get to the top and then just help pull.
Okay.
So just 1 die roll?
1 extra die each, yeah. And how are you helping?
I am warning them of any particularly noisy or weird step on the things.
Okay.
I use no success.
Alright.
I use a 1 point.
Alright.
It's just not stealthy. It's not my jam.
This ladder sure is dusty.
Hey, Jim!
Yeah, I can see it. That seems appropriate. Yeah, so you guys.
Asthma!
Yeah. So the 3 of you climb up.
Sucks to your asthma.
But yeah, you sneeze really loud and go, my allergies! Or whatever, my allergies.
I think I'm allergic to birds!
All right, so you guys come up into the cockpit. There's a hatch. You see a large machine that's thrumming. See a couple of chairs that look out like a cracked window in the cockpit. And you see a storage, a door that goes back to storage. Who, as you guys climb up, is like, when you say allergies, like the door swings open. And standing there looking very disheveled and slightly emaciated is Gunner.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And
Stacy said us.
She specifically said not the Mark.
Uncle Gunner! Maybe I'll just continue
with Stacy. Must be so Stacy in a while. Who knows?
And so as you look at him, yeah, he's got actually got also he's very dirty. He also has he's also got small wounds. It looks like he's been pecked by a lot of birds. his hair and beard are unkempt, and his eyes are glazed over with an insane stare. He looks, for all intents and purposes, like a madman. He says, "Who the fuck are you, kids?"
Empathize if I'm trying to figure out what his weak point is, right?
Yes, but first you get how do you respond?
We were doing a school project.
You're really, like, milking the school project idea.
He says, "How about you get the fuck out of here, I will kill you. I will kill you all. I am not afraid to kill some children."
Uncle Gunner!
Alright, roll me an empathize check. You'd like?
Yes, you should lose.
One success.
Alright. Now you can ask two questions.
I guess what is his weak point? Like, what do we think might take him down? If it comes to that.
You get to the balls.
You get the idea that he is. He's insane. Mm-hmm. You also get the idea, based on what you've learned earlier, that he is doing this out of his misguided love for Lena.
Okay.
Your second question?
What I'm thinking, truth, is asking if there seems to be the evidence of Lena around here, or if, like, her corpse is downstairs or something like that. But if you have a better idea.
Does he actually seem like he would kill children?
I think that we should just take face value. That I think finding out about whether she's dead or not might help us to distract him. Because if we find out that she's dead, then it doesn't really help us to be like, "Oh, we saw her. You should go.
She's outside hunting for you."
But if she's dead, who knows whether he would actually be able to see this.
All right. So we're going to go into what's called extended trouble.
Okay.
So this is the crucial moment of the mystery where you guys have to come up with a plan and defeat trouble together.
Okay.
So you're gonna need 8 successes.
Oh.
You each get a scene of what you're doing to help solve this problem.
Okay.
So you'll pick what you're trying to do and what skill you use and in what order you act. Then we'll act out each of your scenes, roll your successes. Successes go towards reaching the threat level. You can also still use them for bonus effects. If there's time, normally one of the kids may use their action to roll their lead skill and build a dice pool to help the others, but none of you have lead. you guys really don't have time at this point. So, what's your guys' plan? What are you doing?
Okay, so we have two different things to deal with. We need to deal with machine, and we need to deal with dude.
I'm not going to deal with the dude because I'm little, But I'm really smart.
You are smart.
And I have been studying all of those books that we took.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've actually got all of the information about this particular model of train.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a service shaft that I am small enough to crawl into that will get us closer to where I think the machine is. So
you guys are sitting next to the machine.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think
there's
that up
thrumming
there.
Machinery.
No,
the,
you're in
there's somewhere up above where he is.
Here, let me show you a map.
Sorry, I thought we were still at the bottom and the machine
no,
was
you,
up
you,
here.
You
and
up.
The machine was up.
You're in the cockpit. So
okay.
You came in this hatch. He's here. There's the machine.
Oh.
And there's like some chairs and like the front, the console.
Okay. So if you or whoever was strong and brawny could try to rush him and push him back through that doorway.
I am 12. Like,
I've seen some big 12-year-olds.
Come on. I'm 13.
This guy is strong.
I'm not 12.
Okay, okay.
I'm 13.
I was picturing like a big Brian Blessed type.
No, this is like, he's got scoliosis and is like, maybe 120 pounds.
Wow. God, I probably weigh that
much. I can help brawl him down, but I'm also good at tinkering. So, whichever one.
Okay.
I'm mostly good at physical shit.
So, what do you?
I'm just going to go straight for the machine and start trying to figure out how to take it apart. Or just.
Alright, so.
Stop it and stuff.
So, you're going to try to identify the weak point for Ben to disable? So you're going to do Comprehend?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do Tinker?
I think so. If you guys can take out Mr. Scrawny.
So my best choices, or chances,
mm-hmm.
Is there any way to use Sneak in this way? Like, can
well,
I try to, like...
You could maybe get behind him.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the things that I'm thinking about are sneak or if they're bodies or anything. So if we were able to somehow distract him and then I could sneak, like, here's my great idea. I sneak behind him and kneel down and you do the thing where you push him back so he, like, flips back over.
Okay. And you're gonna check him?
Basically, I'm thinking I'm going to use the nunchucks.
Yes.
And approach him to see if I can kind of push him backwards with fear. If that doesn't work, I can use my pride
mm-hmm.
and just drum on his face using the nunchucks.
I've got the knitting needles and yarn. I could make a booby trap contraption along with my snake.
Oh, you can trip him.
Yeah, I can trip him.
I like it.
My sneak trip him with my yarn.
Now, you said he came out of there, like the doorway. Was that, did he climb up to get to where we are?
No, he's on the same level as me.
Okay. So if it fell, we could take him out that way. So we're basically going to confront him. They're going to...
Yeah, he came out like a 8-foot by 8-foot storage room.
Where he's kind of sleeping and stuff.
Yeah. So you're going to be a distraction and force, and I'm going to use sneak and try to make a booby trap.
Yeah.
While y'all investigate and try to take down the machine.
This is going to be horrifying.
How are you not excited about this?
All right, so it's not trouble. Let's do this. All right, you have your plan. Let's roll these things out. So we'll start with Mortimer.
Come on, Mortimer!
So you rush over and start examining the machine?
Mm-hmm. So I have one six.
Alright. So, yeah, so it's one success of the 8 you need.
Am I rolling again?
No, we're all pulling it together. This is the last thing. This is probably your last big thing, so you can spend your luck if you want, or...
Should I do...
Or you can also use your pride to add a success to your
there
role.
There you go. You could add a success.
She's already used her pride, so.
Yeah.
Alright, but you have one success you can shoot it, so that's good.
Should I do another one since I've got another luck point?
Yes. Try to re-roll.
Can you roll
other.
Worse?
We'll do
5 instead of 6.
Let me look at luck.
Yeah, is it?
Because we need, yeah. We'll just go through twice because it's going to be narrative stuff.
Can we go through once?
Oh, okay.
Can you use your magnifying glass to give you any bonus?
Yeah, use your magnifying
glass. Yeah, I mean, if that'll give me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's plus two to whatever.
You have to keep. You have to keep the new result for luck.
Oh, so if I get worse, no, I'll keep my one.
Yes. But you could use your magnifying glass and get two more dice.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So roll two more. With
yeah,
the
yeah. Don't forget. Don't forget
for the weak spots.
Yeah, don't forget your iconic items. Yeah, so you get two more dice.
Nope.
Okay. So success. So you use your magnifying glass and you're like, oh, I should roll play dots here.
So I'm like, oh, I found the mechanism. If we cut this hose here, it'll immediately stop, and then we can start working on making the machine unrepairable.
All right, so Ben, you come in.
All right, I come in. I whip out my Swiss Army knife, my
multi-tool.
Uh-huh.
You start
fussing. And I start fussing around with it. I'm like, okay, let me see if I can cut everything we need to and unscrew what we need to and make sure I counted the dice correctly. Okay. I rolled a bunch on the table. That is terrible. I'm going to luck my way out of this situation.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe we should not roll all of them at once because that seems to go badly for us.
No, I'm rolling them all at once.
Okay.
It just feels good.
Oh my goodness. How if I push this?
Do you still have pride? Pride will give you.
And pride, you can also, even if you succeed, you can use pride to add one success.
Yeah, what pride will give you at least one
success.
Does
pride let me reroll?
No, pride just counts as an auto success.
Can I push? And
you can push, yeah. How would you have to push?
Alright, so I'm trying to like get into the guts of this thing.
So you're gonna just
try to like really physically get in there, maybe like how much? Yeah, exactly.
So you're gonna injure yourself? Okay.
Yeah.
Man, you've been fucking taking a licking this.
He's a masochist.
All right.
Call that brother torture.
Come on. Why do they put these wires so far back?
At least one success.
Two
successes.
Three successes.
Nice.
And then you add your pride, right? So that's
what's,
one
what
more.
Is your pride?
My pride is I can fix anything.
I would say also if you can fix something, you can break something. So
right.
I would say you can add a success to that.
I'll take four then.
So you got five successes now.
Wow. I might even need to do anything.
Alright, all right. Lydia.
So I will be trusting that he is making a diversion. And I'm like trying to sneak behind the man. And I'm going to use my yarn to make like a cat's cradle sort of thing to try and trip him up so he can't go forward at all without falling.
Okay.
And I'm going to lean there and like you have my knitting needle so if he comes backward, he's also going to get poked.
All right, roll me a sneak check with your plus two for your knitting needles.
So that's 7 plus 2 is 9.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll 4 first. One success.
Okay.
And then
five more.
2 success. And I want to use my pride that I'm very intelligent in creating this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 3. You're at 8. All right, roll it for me.
Make it amazing.
Force or move?
This is force. You are physically pushing him.
How many are we at now?
We're at 8.
Oh.
So we have a success. We just need to know how magic our success is.
It's one for nunchucks. Mm-hmm. 7.
Oh yeah, don't forget you can spend your extra dice. So if you're Tinker, you could have done other. You can show off. You do it quickly, you can show off.
One success.
One success, all right.
So I'm driving it back. I'm like, do you have any idea what you've done?
All right, so you're pushing him back. You run over, look at it. You get in there, get in them guts. Like,
scrape my
you get this huge scrape on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Gunner surges forward, trying to stay. He's like, "No, get away from that!" And
it's knocked a little.
He gets off balance by the cat's cradle, and you just push him flat on his back, knocking him unconscious.
Fuck yeah!
Woo.
we assaulted an adult.
Successfully.
Black smoke starts pouring from the machine.
Yeah.
The oil starts spilling on the floor.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to do that now.
Point is, we beat the adults.
Yeah. Where is
his important part?
Where's his girlfriend?
We have no idea where Lena is.
Not here.
We do a quick search.
Check his room.
Yeah.
For stuff.
We'll check his stank room.
His stank room.
Wait, did we find out whether or not Lena, like, with the...
Yeah, I thought we found out she wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Did we?
Oh. I thought so.
I thought we just didn't see her, like, ever.
She's gone. He's trying to impress her with his magic bird thing.
Yeah, but we had asked if she was around or possibly dead. And I don't remember what Fairfield was.
So, do we see her corpse in that room?
No, you go in that room, you find a bunch of, like, saltine packages and a bunch of, like, Sprite cans.
Urine.
Yeah, there's a foul smell emanating from one corner of it.
Why didn't he just go on the beach?
Well, he was trapped in here.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He couldn't get out.
Do you think she trapped him?
No, the birds trapped him.
But like, picked him until he ran in there?
He had little wounds all over him.
Right, so who put the thing on the latch?
Yeah.
I mean, birds trapped him that.
Oh, yeah, 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 that makes sense. She did it escaping, maybe.
Maybe.
Or she did
or
it
maybe
on
she
purpose.
Lured him to his death.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. I want to run over to a porthole or something to see if the birds are acting any differently now that the machine is hooked.
Yeah.
The birds that were circling around this area actually have scattered.
Right. Guys, the birds are gone! I don't know if that means anything. They might be just waiting for us outside.
We hear a knock on the door.
Hello, the bird congregation.
Maybe they formed one giant bird man like Voltron.
And it's just a trench coat with a bunch of the birds underneath.
All right.
Okay.
So
we could use my arm
to
tie him up. All right.
I
mean, he's unconscious. We could just kill him.
We are alive. No.
No one would ever know. He was a crazy
Is there a blanket anywhere in here?
Actually, you do see there's some, like, there's some containers of gasoline. There's some lighters and matches.
Does love fire.
Once
okay.
You get him out of here.
We're getting him out.
Like,
we're not putting him on.
Hey,
let's,
can we tie him up and, like, get some information out of him?
Well, I was thinking what we should do is build one of those, like, conveyances, like a blanket in between two sticks, and we drag him to the
stretcher.
Yeah, like make a stretcher, drag him to the
boat. I don't think we need to bring
fire.
Him with us. I think we can leave him on the beach. Someone will find him. There's enough people going through here.
Especially if we set everything up fire.
Exactly. That'll be a good beacon.
And we're sure she's not here, right? Or whatever.
We can poke through the rest of the boat if we want to.
She's not.
Let's poke through the rest of the boat just really fast anyway.
To see if there's like more journals or any further information.
Or any cool souvenirs.
So who's watching Gunner while you guys poke through the boat?
I probably would just because I have a weapon and I don't know anything about technology.
And he's tied up, right?
Yeah, I used my yard to trust him as well as I could. But it is yarn. It's not like it's rope. He could probably break through.
He's
kind of
weak, but yeah. He would eventually get out.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys take off and look at the boat. It's just an empty thing. This is the big thing.
All right.
Okay.
If
we can drag
while you're
side, let's light that shit.
So I want to say, though, let's do a quick scene. You're watching Gunner, however, you, out of the corner of it, you just keep seeing these cans of gasoline.
I'm definitely going to burn this place.
Do you want to... You feel, I mean, it's all here, there, against the front of you.
Well, I can't do it while the guy's here.
You can carry him down.
Yeah, let's drag him out. Actually, I'm going to suggest that we as a group carry him out, and I'll take his feet. And then at the last, as soon as he clears the doorway, I'm going to turn around and run back upstairs. I'll be back.
All right. We'll carry him the rest of the way.
And then I'm going to, like,
head bouncing, like, on every step as we go
down.
You get a lot of head
trauma. So as you guys sit here with this corpse, not corpse, sorry, unconscious person. You hear the sounds of splashing coming from upstairs. And the smell of gasoline fills.
Travis, you okay?
This is gonna be great. Let's launch your firework into it. And the whole thing will go up. It'll be a second 4th of July.
Alright, that's cool.
Maybe we should try to get, like, a little further away, because as soon as there's a big boom and there's a boat taking off from the island...
That's true.
People are going to connect the two events.
And then they see it's
the...
There's
no people. The birds chased everyone off.
And they see whatever your dad's boat is called, the SS Brokeback.
Yes, that's an anachronistic reference.
We don't know what it means.
Could we set something up to
do like a slow burn, like something that's holding a torch sort of thing above, and then we burn through the rope that's holding it.
Oh, glass.
We could set up like a
while they do this, I light it on fire and run.
We're all gonna die.
While they're discussing ways to do this intelligently.
You guys hear a loud whoosh. Flames shoot out the windows. Black oil, black smoke pours up in the skies as you all just watch it transfixed.
We should get on the boat and
We need to leave.
And as you guys turn around, Gunner has like woken up and is just running down the beach, having broken through the yarn. Away from everything.
Is he running towards our boat?
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know where he is. He's just running away.
Alright, we both.
Yeah.
Look in the opposite direction to the boat.
Well, we have to yell at him, though, as he's running. Don't make more monster animals!
I don't know that we want to draw attention to ourselves, because he's going to start running toward us.
He's already telling
me. Yeah, he may still try to kill children.
I feel like I can take him. I'm not worried.
That's just the fire behind you, Jimmy. You horrible ideas.
That's the fire talking.
That's the fire talking, not you.
I'm just saying, I feel pretty confident right now.
Again,
I feel like I got a mustache.
So as you guys get to your boat,
super runaway.
You see the goshawk sitting on it.
Oh,
big hat.
It just looks at you. Goes, come on. Oh, God, I can't even do the
come on.
Never a hawk goes. Kind of does that hawk screech that I can't do with my mouth right
okay.
now.
Okay. We're all mad.
And then just flies up into the sky.
Okay.
That hawk was mad.
But it wasn't speaking English, so maybe its brain thing has gone back to normal-ish.
I mean,
did it shit on the boat?
So how this works is now to wrap up the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
You'll each get one more scene of your everyday life.
Okay.
Does anybody have a scene they'd like to do?
I would like to do a scene.
Yeah.
Where I take in my black baskets on my bike.
Mm-hmm.
I have Guinevere and then a bunch of picnic materials.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to go visit Stacy.
Okay. Alright, so which Stacy?
Stacy living in Gunner's house.
Yes, Stacy Dixon.
Okay. Alright, so you, Stacy Johnson. Alright, so you show up, knock on the door. She opens the door and says,
Hey, have you seen your uncle lately?
He came here yesterday and, like, ran through the house grabbing things. And then he just left.
Did he see you?
Yeah. He said I could stay here, so...
That's cool.
I'm going to keep hanging here.
Yeah.
School's for losers anyway.
So, I thought you might get bored or something. So, like, I brought some, like, music and stuff if you wanted to, like, listen to it. And this is my cat.
Cool. Is it Guinevere?
A Guinevere. I got some food. You wanna listen to music?
Yeah, you're a pretty cool kid. Come on in.
Replacing one Stacy with a better Stacy.
Nice.
This one can maybe drive.
So Ham and Guinevere play around a bit. You guys have fun.
Stacy does my hair.
It looks wrong because it's dyed black weirdly, but she's trying to make it look like a valley girl. And it's just not right. It's not.
Mortimer, I'm going to do a scene with you.
Oh, yeah, you're busted.
you've gotten back from the from your adventure. You smell like smoke and salt water and water and a little bit of sweat and stuff.
Yeah.
And you go to pull the rope for your pulley, but it's not there.
Oh. Okay. I don't panic.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to the front door.
Yes.
And just walk through it and see what happens.
All right. Sitting on the couch, it's your father.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting next to him on the couch is a complicated pulley system that you rigged up in your bedroom. And
it's going to be a long summer.
He says, oh, look what the cat dragged in.
Well, actually, it's what the birds dragged in. What do you think of my pulley system? Pretty great, huh?
I think you're grounded till school starts.
I think you're a liar. And then he walks upstairs.
He said, Mortimer.
What?
Come back here and sit down for a second.
Fine.
He says, you know, kiddo, there's no one I love more in the world than you and your sister, right?
Okay.
He says, but sometimes as being part of being your parent means I have to decide what you should know.
And so the truth doesn't include what I should know.
Would you like the truth, Mortimer?
Yeah. You can't handle the truth. I'm sorry.
He says, well, someday I'll tell it to you. He says, but what you need to know is it involves work and it's classified.
Mortimer's going to lose his shit. Yeah. He's going to pick up the pulley and he's going to say, you see this goddamn pulley? Do you know how much intelligence went into this? You don't think I can handle the truth? Fuck you! And then he throws upstairs with his pulley system. Dragging behind him.
Little Mortimer's ballsy.
The next morning, under your door, you find something.
Ooh.
Pushed under there.
Is it a poop?
It is
sister's hand.
No, no.
It is an application for the DARPA Kids Summer Internship Program.
Ooh.
Minimum age 16, though it says exceptions will be granted for especially gifted youngsters.
Okay.
And just a
note on it. It says, consider it. And then, dad. Alright, well, Travis, alright, looks like you got a scene ready.
I took one lesson from Mr. Samuels and didn't go back after that.
Why do you hate Mr. Samuels?
Well, I just don't have the money for lessons, but I got one free one. So I learned Taekwondo.
All of it.
Yeah.
Really, you just learned walk.
All right, so let's do the scene of you. You and your first martial arts lessons. Mr. Samuels has insisted that you use the nunchucks that you brought in.
Yes. I have been practicing. I just don't know what I'm doing.
All right, so you're whipping them around. Mr. Samuels does a quick block. The string, the twine holding it together snaps, and one of them flies up into your face.
Your nose breaks.
That's just going to add character. I'm okay with that.
And blood just starts gushing out of your nose. And he says, tell you what, kid. He goes over and gets a new pair of nunchucks. Real ones. And hands them to you. He says, you start coming back here and learn how to use these.
You got it.
He says, I'll tell you what, if you help me clean up the dojo each week, he says, I'll waive your fees.
Can't ask for a better deal than that. And I do like an overly ornamental bow.
You stole an NPC from Ben.
I get one of yours then. Who you got?
So you can add Mr. Samuels as an NPC relationship to you as well. So.
I'll lose the guidance counselor.
No, you don't have to lose somebody. You just put on your notes.
Just have a new one.
Give me a little. Yeah, you pick him up.
And that's Stacy Johnson.
I'm going to go to the
best
friend. Yeah, you all have Stacy Johnson as a contact, but you have her as a friend.
I'm going to steal all of them.
Ben, do you want to set the scene or do you want me to set it?
You can set it.
Okay.
Where do you want me to?
How we befriended a street urchin.
Let me just listen.
That's probably what I'm going to do with my first heroin.
Ben, you are...
It's going to be who I smoke.
You were Mr. Faraday's house.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And he's having you fix his tractor.
Right. Like, it's barely damaged, Mr. Faraday. You could have just... All I needed to do was just run the new wiring through here. It's not...
So this is all Greek to me, Benny. He has a crisp $10 bill. He says, I appreciate you coming by and fixing this. You actually get the idea that things break on the tractor that shouldn't break, and every time you come by to fix it, he gives you $10.
Mm-hmm.
That's classic grooming behavior. You're probably going to get molested.
Oh, God, no. That's bad.
Hey, take your real world and get out of here with that.
He says, oh, God. She says,
I love you guys. I'm sorry.
Well, did you hear what he said finally? He says,
this
He says, so you've been keeping busy this summer?
Yeah, you know, getting into trouble, getting out of trouble, same sort of thing.
He says, school's starting back up soon. He says, what kind of classes are you thinking about taking? You're in high school now, right?
I guess I'm in high school now. Maybe.
How old are you?
I'm 13, so maybe 8th grade.
Junior high?
Yeah.
Last year, junior high,
yeah,
probably.
Like, I don't know, taking some shop classes, gotta take English, science, all the regular stuff.
He says,
how?
He says, well, don't be a stranger, kiddo.
Hey, did you hear about that, explosion out on...
Sentinel Island?
Sentinel Island.
Yeah. Apparently, there's an old magma train out there. Had some sort of reactor malfunction, blew up.
That's weird. Does that happen with those things a lot?
He says, no, that's pretty uncommon.
Hmm.
He says, but the DARPA folks said it was okay, so I trust them.
This tracker's a tracker of lies!
Hmm. All right, so
I feel like at some point I would have loaned you my Nintendo.
Or you could listen to call over to play it.
Or yeah, maybe we set it up in the hideout.
Uh-huh.
All right. So yeah, just this last little snippet of the scene, just the four of you at the hideout. Mortimer, you've snuck out once again. Some of you are playing the Nintendo, some of you are playing with the cat. As the days of summer wind down, and fall is just around the corner. So that's what we'll end the session for today.
Yay!
Alright, you guys have some experience points.
Sure.
Jeez.
The index of this is very sparse.
I mean, I might have to work on my iconic item. It's not very easy to figure out how to work in a denim vest into a story.
It's not super useful. Yeah.
You could
I mean, it just makes me cool.
You could have used it to bind up the guy.
Or for...
If you didn't put his arms
okay.
through the
so, what we do now is we... This is the last part of the campaign. Change. So we, Alright, so, each player will go around and read their problem, pride, iconic item, and relationships, and change what you like. So most often these will stay the same, but if the player is poor at some aspect of their character, or something happened that demands change, it should be changed. If a player solved their problem, they should replace it with a new one. So obviously you should use what's happened as mystery as inspiration. So we'll start with you, Travis.
My problem is I like fire a lot. And I don't really feel like it was resolved so much as enforced.
So it's going to stick around. Okay.
It will.
Your pride?
I've gotten quite adept at playing drums in the garage. I feel like I want to continue on that. I'm still very focused on eventually having a band.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like something I really want to do.
Okay.
And what was the
other iconic item?
Patched denim vest. I've probably outgrown it. So I'm getting a little older, puberty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need to do something else.
So maybe the nunchucks?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Cool.
Real nunchucks.
Mm-hmm. And what about your relationships? Any of those change? You obviously added...
I added an NPC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have, like, a big crush on Stacy. Not Booby Stacy.
Stacy Johnson.
Yeah, the homeless girl.
Okay, add that on there too. All right, Lydia.
Okay.
Let's see your problem, I think.
My ex-best friend became a cheerleader and hates me, but I don't care anymore because I have a new Stacy now.
That's resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think your new problem is?
Puberty.
My new problem might be... my mom hates my new best friend, Stacy.
Sure.
She's homeless. And she smokes.
Yeah. She's a bad girl.
Have you started smoking?
I think that she's my first clove cigarette, but maybe not until my 14th birthday. So maybe in October I take it up.
Should we age up one?
No, the next session will be set in the fall months.
Gotcha.
There's four sessions, each one represents a different season.
Cool.
Alright, so what about your pride?
My pride was that I'm intelligent. And I still think that that is true, that I'm intelligent, but I'm not... Yeah, I think I'm going to keep it.
Okay, how about iconic item?
I feel like my iconic item has stood me in good stead, and I still feel like I could do that.
All right, and so relationships? I think you've added Stacy Johnson as...
Yeah, Stacy Johnson is new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for Mortimer, yes, I now have Guinevere the cat.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a cat, I guess, on yours too. They're kind of both your group. It's a shared cat. Yeah.
I think my relationship with Mortimer, I have more respect for him, so maybe I'm less in competition with him.
So you put that on your sheet, and you don't have this silly to put it on yours.
I'm just putting down flower gloves as something like
that. All right. Any other relationship changes? I don't think so.
I'm spelling it G.
Well, you can spell it D-I-O.
Yeah.
I'm going dead to
bricks. All right, Ben.
Yeah.
Your problems.
Problem is still my dad and brother ignore me and eat all my sandwiches.
Your pride?
My pride is I can fix anything.
Is that still there? Your iconic item, I think, is still probably...
Yeah, my multi-tool.
Any relationships to add?
I don't think so. I wasn't... I mean, I just tackled Stacey, so... We didn't really get along that well.
Yeah, but you and Travis seem to be better friends now.
It's true.
Like, you're playing Nintendo regularly.
Mm-hmm. And fake fighting in the street.
Mortimer, your problem?
My sister who's still sick.
Yeah. Oh, but never
mind. Do you think your more overriding problem now is your relation, your issue with your father, or
everyone has?
I don't know, like, because I feel like if I do this internship, like, my dad will get off my back. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that?
But he's still a liar.
All right,
well, we'll put that under your pride. Most intelligent, I think it's probably still.
Yeah.
Iconic item.
Magnifying glass, I think that's still good.
Mm-hmm. And relationship changes.
I think that my HPCs are still good. Mm-hmm. I think my relationship with the group is a little better in that mm-hmm. I think that they see where my value is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm good.
And then any added relationships? Sorry, maybe you put note on there about your father issues or.
Yeah. Okay. Dad hates me.
Dad lies to me. I think it's probably the better.
Dad's hiding something.
And lies.
Dad's hiding something. Yeah.
Has Nick broken off an ass?
Ted and Larry are having an affair.
All right, so now we get to experience points. So there's 5 questions I ask. For each question you answer yes to, you get to add an experience point. So you see them at the bottom there.
What?
Oh. You just put like you fill it in?
Yeah, you check the boxes there at the bottom.
Okay.
And how the experience points work is you can spend 5 experience points to increase a skill by 1.
Okay. Increase a skill by 1, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, did you participate in the session?
Yep.
Right. Yes.
Each kid present always gets at least 1. Have you been in trouble because of your problem or your relationships?
In trouble, defined by...
Your problem or your relationships.
Really?
Yeah, you were in trouble because you had your brother threatened you. You were in trouble. You were in trouble because of your encounter on the beach.
Huh?
I think I snuck my way through most of it. I don't think I got in trouble for anything. Unless I got in trouble at the end with,
when
off camera.
Was stolen?
Who returned that boat?
I don't think nobody ever
used it. The neighborhood watch wasn't
it.
Real keen on
it. Yeah.
Never did sell our score.
Well, I would say, though, you had to sneak into your house. That's trouble. I mean.
With a capital T.
Yeah. And also, it's the first session, so I'm going to be a little more. I'll be a little more generous with these. Question 3. Did you use or struggle with your pride?
Yes.
Used it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Not this time.
Alright. Did you put yourself at risk for the other kids?
Yes.
You
took on Stacy.
You stuck out of your house. And have you learned something new? If so, what is it?
My dad's a liar.
That's something new.
There's something wrong.
I learned that the police are in on it. You can't go to them with anything.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Also learned all of Taekwondo.
It's true. All
right.
Okay, I don't know if learned, but I definitely believe that what has happened is proof that there's something more in this universe, because there's no logical explanation for why these birds are somehow getting these microchips into...
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason why this machine should have had this effect on the birds, and who is controlling them. There's something more. There's something underneath all of this. It's connected somehow, and it's more than all of us can understand.
Ooh.
So I don't know if that's learning something or me just being more stubborn.
learned that sometimes adults want to legit just kill you.
You can't trust adults, yeah.
But I feel like I already knew that. You didn't learn anything.
I mean, we kind of all learned how to drive a boat.
You learned how to dismantle the bird machine.
Yeah, I guess. Does that count?
I think so.
It's pretty narrow.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I'm being generous this first session, definitely. So everyone should have gotten at least 4 or 5. You can spend it now if you want, or save it for the next session start.
Think about it.
I'll save it for next time.
And that, if we use it, it would go into skills or attribute?
Skills.
Mm-hmm. Well, your attribute goes up when you age.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's right, yeah.
All right. Stop the recorder.